97.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Okay. Let's get that out of the way. Boom.
Hi there.
Here we are. Hi. Hi, everybody. Hi.
I'm going to be using a blunt instrument on Reese Witherspoon. Please do not mention the instrument I'm using.
All right. Very good.
I love her. She's so genuine.
Mm-hmm.
She's so real.
I know.
She needs the you-know-what.
A blunt instrument.
Go. She needs it. But first,
the voice.
Well, here's this ass singing to us again.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
20 years.
Such devotion makes me choke back tears.
Hi, Mike.
Listen, there ain't nothing
broke
back here.
Hi, Mike.
Stop it.
Thought that I should make that very clear.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
It's a party without a beer. I love driving home with Don and Mike.
I forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
I got an email from him.
Yeah.
He was so excited about his appearance. He's working on other projects.
Oh.
He'll be in touch.
Good.
Wonderful. How exciting.
Writing more dumb songs for us.
He was vague enough to make me excited.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, there's the official theme.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's what we need.
The official sanctioned theme.
It's lovely.
How exciting. Very, very exciting.
It's a ballad, you know.
Now, you were talking about Reese Witherspoon about an hour ago.
No, my lady. Here she is. You know, I love her. She's so down to earth. She's not phony or anything.
Not a bit.
Here she is.
I hope to have more opportunities to just do more good work and create more women characters that I feel like are real, like have flaws and have talent.
I give you flaws.
The great thing about June was she wasn't just sort of the girlfriend, the wife, the long-suffer. She really had so many things that she fought with and struggled with in her mind. And she's an amazing lady. So I'd love to have more people write those kind of roles and do more roles like that.
Shut up!
What? That's the sound I'm kind of confused about right there.
Stuck in the bone.
In the bone. Get right down in the bone there, boy.
Reese. So nice.
She's perky.
Very nice.
In her little 1950s cocktail dresses.
Red, white, and
oh, dear.
Stupid.
Wow.
But you are. Now you're red and white. There you go.
I think it's very nice that you're trying to put her back together.
Reese. No.
Nailing on the arm.
No amount.
Shut up!
It's not going to work.
Oh, no amount is going to put poor Reese.
Oh, for Reese.
Oh, Reese.
Put her
even the name is perky. Reese Witherspoon.
Reese. Oh, and who says that the laughs don't originate right here in the main studio? No, even in the back room as we're going on the air.
Yes.
The lads back there are writing the comedy bits.
Good. Just, burning through number two pencils.
Every once in a while, granted, they do come up with something that's entertaining, yeah. Interesting.
This is John.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Such as from the internet with John, which we'll be talking about a moment ago.
Okay.
But right as we were going on the air, John came in with what he thought was some killer material.
Maybe not so much, but...
Well, no, you did. You did
it
run
made
in.
Me laugh.
You did run in the studio with it.
Well, now I can't wait.
And here's what it is. It's from something, .com, MSN Careers.
Okay. Ah.
Microsoft Careers. So, we're about to go on the air. And he comes right in and he says, check out number 6 and number 7. Okay. Keep in mind, we're about to go on the air. So
right.
I'm glancing at this and it's like today's most unpopular jobs, according to a survey. Okay, number 1, registered nurse. Number 2, machinist. There you go. Okay. Librarian, truck driver, pharmacist. That's number 5. And then they write down number 6,
uh-huh.
WJFK program director. Number 7, WJFK general manager.
Okay, thank you.
Hey.
I just like sharing.
Mildly amusing.
But funny.
So somebody doctored that list then. Yeah. They wouldn't be specific to one radio station.
Right, that was, and it was handwritten.
It's a real list, they'd be higher up.
He came running in with, hey, check this out. Number 6 and number 7.
Comedy, thy name is staph infection.
There you go.
Thank you for that visit to Comics Corner.
Now, John also did find something interesting.
Yes. That's interesting to me.
From Wong Katz.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Johnny.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Everybody familiar with the Wong Katz website?
Yeah, isn't she a little, slut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a nice little slut. Anyway, here's what's on her.
Didn't she get her start slutting around?
I think so. I think that's right.
I think so. Well, this has some relevance to us, let's give this a moment.
Okay.
Although first, I think we should maybe...
But first,
see if we can take a call from someone who I don't think is very smart. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Looks like old fat boy's gonna die, don't it?
What?
I was 24 last night.
Yes.
Edgar, and that pitiful moment he had with...
So,
yeah, sure looks like there's a chance.
Looks like he might die.
We're pulling for him.
I hope he makes it.
I do, too. I'm going to miss the fat boy if he leaves.
I don't think he's leaving. I think he's going to come back from the dead.
Don't give up.
Mike, he's not dead yet, I think.
No, of course not.
Okay, well, thank you. Smartest caller thus far.
Jesus.
Smartest caller. I know it's only the first call we've taken thus far today.
But no. I wouldn't read anything into that USA Today article where the producer discusses writing him off the show either.
Oh, you're spoiling it.
Or the fact that all of America is talking about how Edgar is dead.
He ate nerve gas, you moron!
He's dead.
It's a little too late.
He's dead, dummy.
He sucked the nerve gas down.
Kind of like Mike if he doesn't give up the motorcycle, huh?
Oh, now you're going to talk about me dying on a motorcycle?
No. Let's talk
you
about
moron.
You.
Moron.
Let's talk about you.
You're the greatest idiot of the year.
Calling the show to say, first off, the reason that you went on the air right away is they put on the screen, got a guy calling to tell us the bulletin that something happened to Edgar on 24.
The bulletin? You mean the bulletin with the show that we all watch more than any other show?
That he might die?
He might die.
Why is it a bulletin when we all watched the show last night?
I didn't say it was a bulletin, but it was a bulletin.
Well, now, what did you say when you called Joe?
I said I just wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, but you indicated to us that... So, what do you think? You think he's going to die?
I mean, what do you think? Do you think he's going to die?
He's dead on the show.
Yeah. Mike, hold on. Let's get this guy's opinion.
One step at a time.
What do you think?
I'm just a little sensitive after that motorcycle comment.
I know.
Do you think he's going to die?
Yeah, pretty certain he's going to die.
More so now?
That's a dope.
What a tool.
Honest to God, and so eager to get on the show.
Well, he's concerned about Edgar.
Really? What a tool.
I think 99.99999% of the audience
Edgar?
Knows that he sucked nerve gas
Edgar?
And died last night.
And then there's this guy.
Dead.
What is wrong with you?
Didn't you see when... That's right. He was saying, Chloe. And she said, the doors are sealed. And now his skin will mutate and he will turn into jello.
Well, with everyone that they work with, why were they only
trying to just bang some sense into your head? What was
I'm
that?
I'm being hit with the phone, right?
No.
No.
I'm prying open your skull now.
Look, there's nothing in there.
Bottle cap.
There's literally nothing in there.
Oh, it's a broken condom in there. Now, how can a broken condom get in your skull?
I think you know.
I'm like,
seriously, what do you have to say for yourself?
My mom's a whore.
That's right. She sure is. So, seriously.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
The hell was that?
A little radio interference.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
Is that on the tape of the thing?
Thank you for...
not a properly erased tape cartridge, maybe?
Thank you for playing our little game. I mean, thank you for playing along with us. Now, if we could be serious for a second.
Yes, we should.
How many think Edgar is going to die?
No.
There, hold on, you weren't asked. There are no hands up in the room.
How many of you think Edgar is dead? That's everybody. Hi. Everybody raised their hand.
What about you?
My hand is up.
Well, your hand is up now.
Now.
Yes.
Put your other hand up.
Okay, both hands are up.
Very good. Make the sign of the cross.
Okay, done.
This is a discussion we had last week on the show about nails. You use metal nails, and you go through the hands, like I am now with this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Through the left palm.
Wonderful.
Now through the right palm.
A crucifixion to start the show with. Hey, listen, you mentioned my motorcycle, sir. Could you do me a favor?
When
motorcycle season starts, do you think maybe I could rev the engine and you could put your mouth over the exhaust?
Now, there you go. Oh, that's got to hurt.
He's there. How much do you weigh, sir?
I weigh about 175.
I think we can all handle getting that pushed up into the ground. Then.
And now we have to drag him through the streets of Fairfax.
No problem. Because when it's the beginning of the show, we punish much more severely.
Yeah, well, I feel pretty broken.
I hope so.
I don't think you're, you know, I don't think you're telling the truth there. I don't think you're broken at all. I think you're enjoying every single minute of this.
No, I'm in pain, man.
All right, but seriously, dude, on 24 last night,
Edgar ate nerve gas. He you know,
seriously,
he died right in front of Chloe.
You know that.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Yes, he did. Now we're making progress.
All right.
That's
you're
right.
You're catching up.
Edgar died.
The only way that Edgar could come back on the show is as his twin brother, which I will say a prayer for.
That'd be great.
Jay. Yes.
That's what I'm
Jay
counting
Edgar.
On.
J. Edgar. Bergen. Edgar Bergen. There you go. Timely and topical.
Well, they were only sad about Edgar. Why weren't they, you know, have sorrowful faces when the rest of their employees were dying? You know, the one girl banged on the door like, eh,
you can thank the magic of Louis Lombardi, a great character actor.
You know, and I'm reminded now of a scene from Goodfellas right in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. What is that? Do we have a flat tire?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What? Pull over. Pull over. No, Tommy. No.
Art?
No, Tommy. No.
You?
No, Tommy.
No. Dad?
No, Tommy.
Then we got to bring the gun in for that one, too, to finish him off.
I will. But I'm still having such a good time prying him apart like this. Ass.
I don't know what to do. It's a very violent beginning to the show.
Edgar Style is dead! 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 Do you hear me?
I hear you.
How about now, punk?
Would you like to hear the quote from the producer of the show?
Or anything now, punk?
This is what they said to Louis Lombardi. The good news is you're one of the best characters on the show.
True.
The bad news is that unfortunately we have to kill you now.
Oh, dear.
Can it be any more clear than that?
And now, with your body, let's play whack-a-mole. Because, as you know, his body is riddled.
Now, he's covered with
this. This is the kind of whack-a-mole mole that if you miss the mole, your crowbar delves down into the wood.
His fatty, decomposing body.
But you're actually whacking moles like freckles, right?
Yes.
Moles whack-a-mole on Louis Lombardi.
Moles that hopefully will not have to be biopsied.
Chloe! Chloe! My moles! They're whacking my moles! To the point, Chloe!
Then we can play whack-a-tag.
Who sealed the room? Who sealed the room?
Edgar.
Jeez, I don't want to die like this.
Edgar.
There's hacking to do.
Edgar. Chloe.
Chloe, I'll never be able to climb on top of you. Like I wanted to.
You're goddamn right, Edgar. You are goddamn right. Okay, well, before we get into our in-depth discussion, although we've kind of already had it, about 24, here you go. This is what Johnny found from the Internet.
Yes?
Kind of interesting, in my humble opinion, from Wonkette. It starts with a letter from a guy who's in Iraq who writes to this Wonkette website. Just to let you know, the U.S. Marines have blocked access to Wonkette,
yes,
along with other sites such as personal email, Yahoo, AT&T, Hotmail, etc. Blogs that don't agree with the government, This is effective as of the, at the beginning of February.
How Soviet?
I have no problem with them blocking porn sites, but cutting off access to our email and possibly not towing the government line websites is a bit too much. Mm-hmm. So, the people from Wonkette looked into this.
Oh, good.
And here's what's on their front page today. Here's a brief update. We are originally going to say that we don't actually believe we here at Wonkette are being censored by anybody just because military computers in Iraq are being blocked from viewing our site. Our embedded operative, who sent us the initial, heads up and sent us an update. Now, this is good and bad.
Okay.
Here we go. There are 8 shows that have either been approved or denied by the United States military for our Marines in Iraq.
Okay, very good.
Here we go. Wonkette, forbidden. This page is categorized as forum/bulletin boards, politics/opinions.
Mm-hmm.
BillO'Reilly.com. Okay.
Approved?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. AirAmericaRadio.com.
That's the liberal.
Forbidden.
Wow.
Yeah. This page is categorized as Internet Radio TV politics/opinion.
Okay.
Rush Limbaugh. RushLimbaugh.com.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
ABC News. ABCNews.com. The Note. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Website of the Al Franken Show. AlFrankenShow.com.
Yeah.
Forbidden. This page is categorized as Internet Radio TV Public Opinion. Politics Opinion.
Uh-huh.
Two more. G. Gordon Liddy. LiddyShow.us. Okay.
Of course.
Man. And then, here you go as the wild card.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful. The Don and Mike Show. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Uh-huh.
Forbidden. And we get the most verbiage. This page is categorized as profanity, entertainment, /recreation/hobbies.
Oh, my God.
True.
Huh.
Bam.
So they can't listen to us over there on the Internet?
They can't go to our website.
Not anymore.
Oh, my God.
Can't go to our website in Iraq.
How many guys have come back there or even gotten in touch with us from over there that have enjoyed this show and listened to this show? That's crap.
None since February.
Crap. I agree.
Wow.
I agree. I mean, I don't know why
they
would
be afraid. Be very afraid.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Man, they're sensitive.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
I don't know.
Nuts.
Buzz, you just got to be.
Are you ready for some football?
I hope I didn't have anything to do
Buzz,
with
that. Buzz, this might be a chance for you really to do some investigating. You really should do that.
Find out why.
Just to track it down, you know, use the things we were all taught in journalism school, you know?
Right.
And find out what the, because I'd love
I didn't
to know.
Go to journalism school. That's funny.
I think, really, you should track it down and see where the hell it originates.
I'll see what I can do.
Because I would think that that would not necessarily come from anywhere but, you know, the political hallways here.
The military.
I mean, I can't see, like, a general even being aware of us.
Or caring,
and,
normally.
Now here we go at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yeah?
Yes. Greetings. Did you know that you are apparently censored on all military computers overseas? My brother wrote to say your site is now officially blocked.
I don't get that.
Wow.
You know.
Well, I mean,
for being a little pissant show on 29 radio stations, you know, why do they care?
Why do they care, and where does this come from? And I think there's got to be... Well, you know, what's the worst you can get is a no comment if you call the Pentagon and just find out what the who's making these decisions?
Yeah, that would be
I never thought
right.
of our show as subversive.
It was not described that way.
No.
No, it was hobby. It was, yeah.
But they can listen to Liddy.
Right.
That was okay.
His son was a SEAL.
So was Limbaugh.
So it sounds okay if you're doing the company line.
Ours said profanity, you know, other than the occasional goddamn, that's about it.
Right.
Entertainment, recreation, hobbies. Sounds like what our working guys and gals over there on the front lines need. Some entertainment, some recreation.
And some hobbies.
Some hobbies.
You know, this is a chance for you to really call the, you know, be Buzz Burbank, CBS Radio. You can throw all the other crap out and call and ask for a quote.
Do it. Do it today, especially when you're on your goofball pills.
You see what I got?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you all hopped up on medication.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hi, howdy.
How you guys doing? I have a question for you.
Yes.
You know,
when you pick your tunes when you open the show up, and Rob is always hollering about it has no melody, predominantly the soul tunes you pick. I wonder what would Rob play open your show up.
Rob would play probably something by an all white southern band. Rob
David
is,
Allen Co.
Rob is very big into Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I like Loverboy.
Marshall Tucker Band.
Like yeah.
He likes Willie Nelson.
38 Special.
Lone Star and Pat Boone.
Better.
My guess would
That's
be
a good one. I think Don won 38 special.
My guess, he probably would open up with like Puff the Magic Dragon or something.
No, that's too folksy. Rob likes more hardcore country.
And besides, that's a drug song.
Charlie Daniels.
What we've got is another guy who really gets it. Mm-hmm. Another guy who gets it.
Bye-bye.
I do encourage him to try to think like I would think, though.
Rob likes to continuously listening to Charlie Daniels' classic, The South's Gonna Do It Again.
South's Gonna Rise Again.
Mm-hmm. Do it again. South's Gonna
Stand corrected. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have both versions.
Hello. Yeah.
The album version.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I work for a major insurance company in the Washington, D.C. area. And to be able to listen to you guys at work within the past month, they've blocked your site as a restricted website.
At work?
Yeah.
Well, now that just, what are you laughing about?
Hi to all the folks at Senate.
Shut up. Tell Howard G.
No, it's not Senate.
Tell Howard G.
Okay.
Tell Howard G. We said hello.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We're restricted?
I'm sorry? Yes, restricted.
I would imagine.
But who makes it? Well, I guess, is that a company decision?
I believe that it is.
It was probably a list of people. I mean,
you guys aren't the only ones, but I mean, I used to be able to listen to you guys, you know, since you went online, and just within the past month, we haven't been able to.
Right, because they found out you were doing it.
Well,
so.
It's one thing, like, if a business doesn't want you to listen to an entertainment website, but, the gecko said so.
Bye-bye.
Bye!
Sorry about that.
Try a different browser, because some of the soldiers are now being told that what they can't get on their Internet Explorer, they can get if they use Firefox instead.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Might get us that way.
Hello, Radio Overlords.
Hi there.
Hi. We actually did have you in Afghanistan for about 3 months right before Frida died, and then they cut it off.
So somebody in the government has made this decision, like, well, I guess it would be similar to a company making a decision, but it's still wrong.
Well,
especially for the GIs.
No, come on, this has got to be great for morale over there.
Right.
It was.
Why?
All you get is Bill O'Reilly. I guess you might be ready to kill somebody.
I mean, the way it is now, right? Exactly. That's my point. I mean, you're sitting there and all you're getting is the rah-rah, while, you know, meanwhile, you've got the smell of rotting flesh 20 feet away from you in Buka land.
If you were over there, you know, and I'm speaking seriously, because I know there's, in the military, there's the company line, and then there's the way these guys really feel.
Give our guys some type of entertainment. Even
can you imagine
this dumb show?
If you're over there, and the bottom line is, you sign up, you choose to do it, that's your choice, you go over there. But you're over there, and you're in that S-storm, and you're probably not real thrilled to be over there, whether the company line spews out of your mouth or not. And suddenly, you know, your avenues for getting some entertainment, some real entertainment, and here's some people that are really concerned about what's going on over there. And instead you get the rah-rah, sis-boom-ba stuff from these old men that probably haven't pulled the trigger themselves.
You know, thank you for the call, my friend.
Bye!
Except on a firing range for the FBI.
What was that chick's name? Was it Tokyo Rose?
Yes.
KGI.
Yeah.
Your side going to lose. Now, is that what the government imagines us to be?
Yes. They've got actually new guys that do that. Taliban Tommy.
KGI.
And that guy you mentioned before, Al-Qaeda.
Don and Mike do not support President Bush. You can't listen to that show. They don't think you should be in Iraq.
Wow.
Oh, GIs. The end is coming soon. Now stay tuned for Rush Limbaugh to tell you how good you're doing.
Tokyo Rose.
Wow. Oh, God. God.
What's the point? I mean,
hello.
It's truth, the American way, freedom. Where's
Don and Mike? Hello.
Hey, you guys get blocked from my company because of the bandwidth use. You use too much bandwidth, so.
Well, that's not the reason we're blocked.
No, not blocked there, but.
You're saying we're too big for you?
Too big for you guys.
Well, you know, get a bigger computer. What can I say, dude?
Or go work for a bigger company.
I will do that. Bye.
Okay, bye.
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 The bandwidth. That sounds like a guy that made the rule.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Probably.
Hey, I work for a large company, and you're blocked on ours, too. It's restricted because it could be offensive to some people.
Could be. Well, we're talking strictly about this thing, according to Wonkette,
right.
about our guys and gals overseas. And it seems to be that if it's right wing and kisses Bush's ass,
you're perfectly
it's okay.
Gets through.
And for whatever reason, and it's fine with me, we're lumped in there with Al Franken.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to know who makes the decision. Where did the decision come? Is it a commanding officer? Is it a information officer? Did it come from the government? Did it come from Donald Rumsfeld and the Secretary of Defense? I mean, where did it come from?
Gerald McCraney.
Major Dad made the decision.
Major Dad.
At the behest of his wife.
Oh, Delta.
Hello. Delta.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
Hey, I was wondering, how long ago was it that you offered that free trip to any service person to Las Vegas in your whore giveaway package?
It was Reno and it was Christmas.
Uh-huh. It was Christmas. Now, were they service people still listening then, or was it shortly after that?
According to this, they yanked it in February.
Right, first of February.
They yanked it.
They yanked it.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Bye!
That's... I'm certainly very curious about this.
That wouldn't be why. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling to tell you why that your webpage is blocked.
Oh, here we
yes.
go.
Okay.
I just got home from Iraq about 6 months ago, and they blocked it because you have a link to a streaming service on there and because of occasional nudity. It's a private company that does the blocking. It's
okay.
Contract.
Hold on a minute. How do you know that for sure?
Because I was involved with the internet stuff down in Coke. Excuse me.
Were you in the service?
Then why is Air America blocked? Why is Air America blocked?
Wonkette and all those.
There's certain ones that they just when people if a lot of people are going to them. They'll research them and then they block them.
Well, but you're not answering the question.
Answer the question. Why you're saying that our site has been taken off because of links to nudity? We don't have any on our site, but that's a moot point. What about Air America?
I have no idea. I wasn't the one that was down there controlling it. I've just there's
right.
ones I've
but
watched,
you,
but after a while they pull them. They're
yeah, but you know why we were banned. Right?
Yeah, it's probably
supposedly,
because of
no. It's probably you don't know for sure.
No, you don't. Private pile.
You really don't.
No, I don't. I'm just saying.
No, you don't. Okay.
I've seen other things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, why do I think you had something to do with it?
No, I didn't at all.
And why'd you make it back?
Ouch. Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
Bye!
Yeah. So does criticism, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. These wounds.
I like to hear a replay of that. So does criticism, man.
Man.
You know what? Why is it all the guys that are telling us why we're blocked all sound exactly the same?
Let me tell you why you were blocked.
No idea.
Look at the ones that are acceptable and the ones that aren't, and you'll know why we're blocked.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, we're the big gatekeeper for all the porn in the world. That's why we were blocked.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I just got a letter from the federal government today stating that I haven't been paying my subscription to Free FM, so they shut me down. I don't get it.
You know, you don't get what?
No one does.
I mean, like what we don't get, like your joke?
Hello? Oh, he's gone.
I think you caught his
heel. Here's a joke for you. Dawn,
yeah,
I have a joke that you'll really like. I didn't pay my subscription to Free FM. I just like to join some of the other silly asses that have called in during this opening segment.
Or so.
I'd like to tell you why you're not on.
Hello there.
Hey.
Don and Mike show.
Hey there. I was just going to give you a little bit of information about why they
here we are.
Okay, now hold on.
Here's another. Do you really know?
Are you talking about an office? Are you talking about a business? Or are you
talking about the military in general.
Oh, no.
Are you in the military?
I am.
What is, were you over in Iraq?
I've not been to Iraq yet, no.
Do you have, connections with the people that make these decisions?
Yes and no. I'm not an IT director, but I know a lot of people who are.
Okay, well, listen, I'm not in the Army, but I saved a Holiday Inn Express last night. I mean, same difference already.
Why are we getting all these eager beavers that want to explain to us what it is?
Well, all they do is if there's a website that has a chat form on it,
and Marines or...
I would guarantee that Sean, I almost said Sean Hannity, I'm sure he's approved too. Gordon Liddy and Bill O'Reilly would have some chat room on.
And we don't have a chat room on our site.
No. Hello?
Yeah,
we don't have a chat room.
I haven't been to your site. I don't know if you have a chat room.
Well, okay, then why are you calling?
Reasons.
Why would you call to say you know why we are banned if you've never even been to our site?
I'm not saying why your site's banned. I'm saying why site.
Hi.
You know,
we get a lot of that.
I swear to God, you know, guys all
really,
look
on.
The same.
You wonder why we're losing over there.
But you know what? These guys that are so eager, they're all a type. They really are.
The best and the brightest.
Jesus.
There they go.
Christ.
There they go.
Wow.
Hello there.
Hey, Dawn?
Dawn Mike, yeah.
I didn't pay my subscription to Free FM.
Hello.
What's up, fellas?
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yeah. You know what? You know, I know the definitive reason why.
Why?
It's another example of the man trying to hold a brother down.
Finally.
Well said.
Someone makes sense.
Clarity.
Yes, someone made sense.
Thank you. See you. Goodbye, my friend.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Somebody was able to end it.
Start the show. Everyone's a laughing place. Well, someone should call Don Imus. And tell him that we're not going to be on Armed Forces Radio.
Wow. Stupid idiots. I'd love to come down and see my chaps.
There you go.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6 or 1 and 5. Check your local listings.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I love this goddamn mop top. Like the human Muppet, Jeff Lynn. ELO. ELO spells.
Hello!
Right, ELO spells hello.
Hello!
Hello! Let's talk to Rob here.
Character! He's like the Kool-Aid guy.
He is fat!
No! He's just a little floating!
How's your excitement about tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
My birthday.
It's a holiday.
Oh. What, Mike, you forgot?
No, I just gotta get on the internet and get some magazines.
Come on, Rob, give it together.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Lombardi, and all the ships at sea. Broadcasting from the hermetically sealed safety of the Situation Room, it's Todd Geronimo and the still alive Mike O'Mara. Chloe.
All right, thank you, Rob. And hi, everybody. It's ELO today, the opening song, and Rock and Roll is King, and it's the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode on the Tuesday. 03-07-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
He's not retarded. And here are the phone numbers you can call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Or call 800-636-1067. You're listening on WJFK in D.C. Call 202-432-1067. And yes, we are on the internet. You go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. If it's not banned at your place of employment or by the government, we get our delicious internet stream there today. It looks like Pennzoil.
And I was going to say camouflage.
Our internet stream does not look good today.
A lot of juice or something like that?
I don't know. It's very...
Oh, my. I love touching.
Now, we've never had a reaction like this to our stream before.
They're going to get a third-degree burn.
So it's DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's where you'll get our internet stream. If you want to email us, send us electronic mail at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Show is also being podcast now. Go to iTunes.com and click on Talk Radio. And there we are. Something like 58 episodes waiting for you to download on iTunes.
The bubbling crude.
What's going on our stream today?
It's doesn't seem to be going down the drain. It just seems to be lingering. How is that? I got to urge everybody to keep their hands away from it.
No touching, no drinking the stream.
That does look toxic.
Step away from the stream.
It does, Edgar.
Chloe! You sealed the room.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hi. What's going on, guys?
We're all here. Hello, Chewy. How are you?
All righty, then. Hey, did you notice President Logan's have like 3 holes in his ear?
Now, let me just say... Yes, you're correct. Thank you for the call.
I totally missed that. Is President Logan a piercer?
Yes, he is. And here is where all of you guys last night were just screwing with my viewing of 24.
Sorry.
My fault, not your guys' fault. You know, the great thing about TiVo is that you can start the show and then you just pause it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was doing last night, go in the kitchen, make a drink, start to make dinner, come back, watch the show, watch it until it goes tick, 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 tick. Then pause it again, go back, flip the meat over, get the vegetables going. Anyway, everybody does that. You can get caught up very quickly.
Yes.
During the first hour, Rob calls me and says, "Did you just see that?" And I said, "I'm about 10 minutes behind you, I guess. Where are you at?" And he said, "Oh, you didn't see what you said to Logan?" And I'm like, no.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't. Mm. Fast forward about 45 minutes later. Phone rings again. It's Buzz.
All right.
Buzz says, "Oh, you know that girl with the black hair is a goner."
Yeah.
And I said,
"Not the new girl."
I said,
"You like that girl?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, "Dude, you're about 10 minutes ahead of me."
Yeah. Sacrificial lamb.
Mm-hmm. And Buzz said, "Oh, I'm sorry." He said, "But as long as you're behind me."
Excuse me.
"As long as you're behind me,
uh-huh,
make sure when you go through, check out the fact that President Logan has 3 piercings in his ear."
See, I didn't notice that.
A triple pierced left ear.
Wow.
From President Logan.
Oh, wow.
I can't picture it.
So he's a hippie.
I guess.
And now it's like 9:40, 9:53, 9:54, something like that.
Uh-huh.
On my TiVo, it's 9:47.
Okay.
So I'm about 7 minutes behind. Phone rings. And this is right after Edgar has kicked.
Oh.
And it's Mike. And Mike's just out of his mind. Mike's like, this is the greatest. And I just said, "I haven't seen it yet. I'm on TiVo. Like, what?
And I didn't get a chance to tell him what had happened. So
no.
That was good. Because you were obviously used to doing it because you said, "I'm 5 minutes behind. I knew exactly what you were talking about." I said, call me when you've seen it. And so you were like, and you know what I did? Right after that, I had TiVo, so I went back and I rewound it 5 minutes so I could watch it all over again. And then when it ends, the phone rang like clockwork, and it was you with the exact same reaction that I had given you, because it was the funniest death I've ever seen on TV.
The best.
It was classic.
That show is good like The Sopranos, in that they're not afraid to kill off regulars,
mm-hmm,
but who would have seen that?
No. It was him. Edgar came toddling out.
Not
and that's how he walked.
Yeah.
He walks as he toddles. He totally toddles. And
great.
And just looking at Chloe. Oh, Edgar. My God.
Chloe. She just mouths.
Edgar. You know, Chloe with her puffy face.
Yeah.
You know.
No,
oh,
pretty.
Just, you know what? And no one saw it coming. I mean,
no,
well, you might have seen it coming if you saw him go down to the to the air. You said something might happen to Edgar, but prior to that, you didn't expect anything.
I think he thought, like Buzz did, that the new girl was going to, obviously, the bad guy was going to kill the new girl.
Yeah, she was definitely the obvious sacrificial lamb.
Who would have thought? And goddamn TiVo, I love my TiVo, but all 3 of you guys, and Mike got the worst, and I apologize.
So you were cool. You were cool because you sounded like you'd been doing it to other people because you went, "I'm 5 minutes behind," and then then you called me back, and it was still worth it.
Probably not the reaction the producers were going for, because I mean, I laughed. I called Mike and laughed.
The whole 5 minutes that I was waiting for you to call me back, I was watching it and laughing all over again. It was so goddamn funny.
Then I TiVo it back again.
It's funny because it's Edgar.
I call Rob then.
When you called me back, I said hello, and all I heard was... and I knew it was him, you know, and I knew why he was laughing.
You know,
because we're all big Edgar. We love to make fun of Edgar.
Yeah. Laughter that was so intense, it wasn't coming out as ha-ha. It was just coming out as like...
Classic. Truly, truly classic. Yeah. Even the detail on that show as to how they let the canisters get into the air duct system. You know, normally you see it and it kind of just rises up. But that time you just saw all that nerve gas just being sucked into the ventilation.
And how about Michael Hughes? Excuse me, President Logan.
God, Michael Hughes all over the place. The weak Nelly. The guy he has with his jaw cocked up in the air.
I love the fact that he's such a retard that the guy has to go back to the first lady and say, you got to come out because you know you're... And how much is that like Hughes? You know your idiot husband. He'll listen to anybody. Well, he's up there talking to the vice president.
And the
now.
Vice president, new evil character being entered into the into the fray, which he will play a large part in that show.
I'm still waiting for Mike Novick at one point just to say, come on!
And the other highlight, when Mike Novak walked in and caught them holding hands.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes, Dr. Lecter
and Aaron. Yeah, he had the hand of the first lady in jeans. And Jean is smart. I like her as an actress. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I really do.
I like the shooting of the woman in the leg. But that's just me.
Oh, but you knew that Jack Bauer would do that.
Oh,
and how about RoboCop there? when Jack Bauer indicates that he'll just kill the wife if he doesn't, you know, RoboCop just looks at her and goes, well, you know,
sorry.
Goodbye.
You know, you got to tip your hat to him. It takes a lot to put any kind of TV show on, really.
Yeah.
But to do it week in and week out, to have that much just quality stuff that from week to week, it's great.
2 hours last night.
Sure.
They knock it out of the park with Edgar.
Two hours that just flies by, and then they have the payoff of payoffs that gives us both tragedy and comedy at the same time.
Edgar style.
Chloe!
Edgar.
Chloe, you sealed the room! I'm Louis Lombardi!
And now, next week, will we get to watch Edgar decompose?
Well, I'm sure... you don't watch the Coming Attractions, so I won't spoil it for you, but it looks... What I saw with the Coming Attractions, it looks just as good, if not better.
Yeah.
That stuff is just happening a mile a minute.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Don and Mike show.
I got blisters on my lip.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey there.
Man, this is my first time calling, right? But look, this is my thing about this show, right? Okay, 24, every time they're always just one step behind. You know, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay,
I mean,
listen,
one time
my friend, suspend. Here's the thing with, hold on. The thing with 24, suspend disbelief.
Right.
You have to just forget real stuff, and then you'll really like it.
And just know that on that show... The rule is, if there is a bad guy to be gotten, Jack Bauer is going to get him.
Yeah.
They're not going to send a security team to go get the bad terrorist that set off the nerve gas at CCU. They're just sending one guy, Jack Bauer.
And what's great is Jack is really just part-time. They just brought him back. And, you know, he's able to see. They're saying, well, he's going to go to RoboCop's house.
And
okay,
you know,
we can have five SWAT teams there. No, I've got to go by myself.
And the return, as we've completely blown by it, but, of course, Alicia is back.
Kim Bauer.
Hi!
And
Kim Bauer is back.
Here's my only comment.
Yes?
What's up with those eyebrows?
Yeah.
I really looked at the eyebrows. I don't know if she's had work done.
Yeah, why is she so bundled up?
Yeah.
Why is she so bundled up?
There's two good reasons that she needs to be on that show. And they were both held undercover last night.
Her weird, like, mentor, boyfriend, slash, you know, handler, whoever that guy is.
Thomas Howell.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What's on your lip?
What?
Well, he just...
I don't know. Oh, you know what it is?
The blister?
It's a piece of my headphones.
Stop chewing on them.
No, don't put it in my face. Gross. Don't. Stop it. Oh, God.
All right,
Rob.
And, here we go from the electronic mail now.
Yes.
At DonandMikeWebsite.com. Yesterday's body count on 24 was 4 until all hell broke loose in CTU. Gas attack means that the count will not be known until next week.
Right. Yeah. If at all.
So that's.
Chris, they'll have hard numbers for President Logan. Right. They'll come to the idiot president.
100 million, sir.
With his earrings. Well, now I'm going to stare for that. I'm going to look to see the holes in his ears.
Yeah.
So a big piercer.
Yeah. It was just a big surprise to see that. To notice that.
And have you noticed? I mean, really, they make that dude. I mean, I know we said this from week one. He walks like Nixon now.
Yeah.
He's got almost like, you know, that impression, like, you know, with the shoulders.
Hunch,
with, you know,
yeah, the slumped shoulders.
I am Rock. Can be Jack Bauer.
And Mike Novick is really just getting more and more exasperated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he just can't handle it. Yeah, I found myself worrying about his personal life last night.
Uh-huh.
You know, what the hell is going on with him? I know I can't say anything about that, but the president wants to see you.
Hello there.
You. Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hello.
And, you know, really, when you talk about the president and the vice president, two of the most unusual heads.
Hello, Don and
Mike's
show. The
shape of their heads. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, did you notice who played RoboCop's wife?
Oh, yeah, Mike nailed that. What's her name?
Mike nailed that?
That's JoBeth Williams.
Yeah. Right. JoBeth Williams.
JoBeth Williams.
It took me 10 minutes to recognize her.
And she was probably made the most famous by Poltergeist.
Huh?
She was the wife on Poltergeist. But you know what? I'm thinking about unusual heads between RoboCop, the vice president, and President Logan.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And even Mike Novick.
Yeah, Mike Novick.
And the Secret Service agent.
All got weird
He's
heads.
Got a whole thing. He's got a thing for heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike nailed... There's Mike nailing JoBeth Williams. No, actually, you mentioned The Office before the show today.
Yeah.
JoBeth Williams.
Haven't seen JoBeth Williams in a long time, and seeing her indicated that time really does pass quickly.
Nice seeing her get shot in the leg, though.
Oh, my God.
Hot.
Incredible.
Hot Rob.
Turn Rob on.
There you go.
Again, there's Mike nailing JoBeth Williams.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Nailer. Well, you nailed her. You did that voice, didn't you, from the old lady from the TV?
Carrie Ann, stay away from the light. Mommy, there's evil in this house. Hold on to the rope with your knees shot up like that.
Mail me, Mike.
Okay. And Coach, her husband.
Oh, that's right. Craig T. Nelson.
Craig T. Nelson. You know what was pretty outstanding in the Keanu Reeves movie where the devil takes over? The Devil's Advocate.
Yeah, he was playing the construction guy that murdered his wife or something like that.
And
right?
If you ever really want to just, as I often do, contemplate how worthless your life is, be up as I sometimes am early on a Saturday morning, let's say 6:15,
okay.
And you're having coffee and you turn the TV on in the kitchen, and you find there's nothing on except an episode of Coach on TBS.
That is, I see. Here I was going to say you're watching The Devil's Advocate. I'm like, hey, that's a good pull. But I don't, no, Coach is 6:15.
Coach is a regular.
How can you muster it to watch something like that?
I gotta
at that
have
hour?
I gotta have the background noise.
Uh-huh.
That's all. Yeah, I just need. The
so
noise.
You're really not sitting there and digesting all of it. You just have it on,
except the Jerry Van Dyke part.
The genius of Jerry Van Dyke.
Uh-huh.
Jerry Van Dyke,
who at that point in time was not only making us all laugh, but starting his chain of ice cream parlors.
And wasn't Craig T. Nelson at one point also a member of the Rob Spiewak Club? Wasn't he like a wife beater or something like that? Didn't we have that in the news? That
I don't think so. I've never seen him at a meeting.
Craig T. Nelson was pulled over for like anger issues.
You've never seen him at a BM?
No.
A beaten meeting?
Beaten meeting. Never have. Although I'd be delighted to send him some tips.
Mm-hmm. Rob's
Dear
booklet.
Craig.
Rob's booklet entitled, How to Give Them What Fur.
When They Just Won't Listen.
Oh, God.
That's the title of your book. When They Just Won't Listen.
Now in its third printing.
Yes.
With a salmon-colored pamphlet.
20 different languages.
Dr. Rob. Okay, last call, and then we're off the 24 thing. Here we go there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi. I am wondering when they're going to address the fact that this president is only an acting president. He's the vice president. The real one is still in the hospital with his son after the desert plane crash.
No, there's been an election.
No, this is years later. He won.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
Oh, he did. How did I miss that?
Because you're dumb.
Rob.
Happy birthday, Rob.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
Dr. Rob.
You are drunk at a tissue level.
I think they alluded to it in the first couple of episodes this year.
That there was an election?
That it was years later.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you set me straight on that.
I mean, you know, I'm
Well, Jack's been underground for a year and a half.
Yeah, right. I'm just blowing smoke anyway. I just kind of assumed that he had been elected. Oh. Do you know it for a fact, or are you faking?
I'm faking.
Oh, you're faking? Oh, it's dealer
so
no deal.
So do we not really know? But they have, where has there been the information that they had an election? I've never heard that on the show.
I haven't either.
I just made it up.
You made that up?
Yeah.
So they haven't had an election.
They're trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
Don't play Dr. Phil. Come on, answer the question. What's going on here?
I just made it up.
You're hiding behind Dr. Phil.
I'm not hiding behind Dr. Phil.
You just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life.
So he may be the acting president. Even with the, I know that the timeline is roughly a year and a half because they made reference to that last night when he was talking to his daughter.
He has to be the president by election if there is a vice president.
Okay, let's leave this to some nerd on the internet.
All right.
Okay? Somebody find out on the internet and email us at our website, please.
If the president is incapacitated, doesn't someone have to step into the role of vice president?
No.
I thought the whole thing moves up. The pecking order moves up.
No, they would stay in the. He would stay as the Speaker of the House.
You don't know that. I'm looking at you.
No, he would.
You're sure?
Of course.
Huh.
But the vice president is the president of the Senate.
Yes, but he is the president of the Senate. Doesn't someone have to fill the vice president's role? When the president is incapacitated, the acting president has to have a vice president.
Hold on now. Let me think about this.
Has to have an acting vice president.
Let me think about this. Now I'm going to go back.
And in this town, we will get 600,000 calls with this.
On the West Wing, when the vice president had the he was boning the other chick, and he had to step down, there was a guy, was it the Senate pro tem?
President pro tem.
Who took over? What happened when how did John Goodman jump over the vice president to become? I'm not talking real life. I'm talking on the West Wing.
Uh-huh.
I would assume the president pro tem would take over the duties of the Senate.
Look, when Reagan was shot, they didn't even know inside his government what the pecking order is. It's very confusing as who takes charge.
We knew who was
it. Was Alexander Haig. I'm in control now here, gentlemen.
Alexander Haig.
I'd like to know if someone actually has some source, but I'm pretty sure if there is a vice president.
Take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
What, Rob?
Pretty true, though.
Don, did you see Dennis Haystard on Regis and Kelly Lee today?
No, oh, you mean the big black president? I did not, ma'am.
They addressed the fact that he was assassinated on 24, and he was very upset about that decision.
Hold on a second. This is just passing our desk, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. 24 kill count wrong. 6 killed, not counting Keats, CTU.
But no answer as far as this acting president question.
The 6 killed last night would be the Russian in the hospital killed the orderly. Mm-hmm. Curtis killed the Russian in the hospital. CTU Russian killed by the Hobbit's sister and boyfriend. New girlfriend killed by CTU Russian. Jack killed the CTU Russian.
Yep. Okay.
Those are your kills.
But we still don't know, you know, either whether the President Logan is the acting president or what the pecking order is.
Either way, we got to break here. Peggy Pump, thank you for being on the show.
And the druggy sister is guilty.
She's dead.
She got executed.
She got lead in the head.
But she's guilty.
Guilty of being hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. You're right.
Well, thanks, guys.
All right, Princess Pump, we'll see you.
So is that Secret Service agent.
And it's Karen.
Right, sure.
Oh, it's you. Is it Rob's Karen?
It is.
The Karen.
Oh, it's the Karen?
Uh-huh. DK. Way to delay going to break. We were in like a really all-fire hurry with Don and Rob to get to break, but now because the OCC factor is kicked in, they have to play this. They both do.
They must.
It's out of their control.
She's the
both
original.
Of you. Both of you are out of control in that
She's
regard.
The original.
And we have the same birthday.
I think it's Karen with a C.
Rob.
Do you have the same birthday as Rob?
Yes.
So it's tomorrow. Here she is, Karen.
She's a dog, she's a queen, she's a tantalizing teen, and Karen is her name.
Pshaw.
At a party.
What, Mike?
Pshaw.
Oh, no, come on. The original Karen.
Karen is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life.
Amen. Okay. All right.
See you
nice, bye, Karen.
Bye. Love you guys.
Bye. I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
Okay, bye, Karen Pump. Bye-bye.
Bye!
Bye now.
We Don, one more thing.
Yes, Mike. Carte blanche.
I'm kidding.
What do I care?
I'm kidding. Don't put the hammer down on me.
He's working you now.
All right, Al.
He's trying to make you play the hammer alarm.
Yeah, I know. That's a funny joke. I tell you what.
The next 2 minutes are on mic. Let's see just how funny this is.
You're going to play this for 2 minutes, and you notice I'm not repeating.
Think you got an override?
No.
Try it now.
I know I don't.
Try it now.
No.
You got no override.
I know.
I just shut down your whole microphone. Sometimes you got to learn a boy. You know what I'm saying? You got a young man, an impressionable young man, learning his way around. Gotta know. You can't play with fire. 1 minute. Oh, that's the first time it's ever run out.
Yeah.
Hey! Mike?
What?
40 more seconds. Send your letters to O'Mara's Show Bar.
Hey.
I didn't say top.
Click.
There you go. How are you? Oh, now I'm working with Marcel. Hey, do the stuck in a box thing. Have fun. Did you have fun saying the word, playing the song, making us late on commercials. Play the stupid song.
Hey, it's on.
Yes, it's back on.
Hey.
Punishment over.
It's true what they say.
What?
I don't know. What's that line out of the movie?
Yeah,
know.
What are you talking about? What are you doing?
It's about senior citizens, old people. Really. Don't you go dying on me. All right. I'm very sorry if I made us late.
Okay.
I was playing with the different alarms that we have. It's not like I said John Lennon's wife.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is
the only other alarm we have in here. That and that cow calling.
Oh, her?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Okay, well, it's been an interesting first hour of the show.
Sure has. Certainly has, Don. Well, you know, everybody's been excited due to the death of me.
Yeah.
Louis Lombardo.
Louis Lombardi.
Is it Louis or Louis?
It's Louis.
Louis Lombardi.
Louis Lombardi.
That's right. It's Marie Lombardo.
Marie Lombardi was married to the great Vince Lombardi.
That's right.
Guy Lombardo.
Okay. I'm sorry. I've made us late already. Please accept my most humble apologies.
We'll be right back.
I've learned my lesson.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. This quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick. Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
The Don and Mike Show.
Probably, Larry.
They craft their spontaneity. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, here from the emails at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Let's see. A. Moser writes that he has every one of this year's episodes TiVo'd. Quote, in the first episode, the president had died from the crash over the year in between, and Logan took over and had been reelected.
Bingo, there's our answer.
Good. John Meck, and John M.C., writes, according to the Constitution. Uh-huh. Yeah, let's hear it for the Constitution. Whenever there's a vacancy in the office of the vice president, the president shall announce a vice president who takes office upon confirmation by a majority of both houses of Congress.
So he names his own. I think
in
that's right.
In 67, there was no vice president, was not replaced when it was vacant. Gerald Ford was your first replacement VP.
Oh, that's right. And Nixon named Gerald Ford. Right.
And Nelson Rockefeller was second.
Okay. All right. Now that makes sense. So if the vice president, like that was Spiro Agnew that got booted out.
Right.
And then Nixon had to replace him. So that's how that works. See, it's not a pecking order.
Did I ever tell you how pissed Sam, my dad,
was?
The ass, got at me one time when, here's a shock. He was a big Nixon guy.
Huh.
And I had a Spiro, I like calling him Spiro, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
Around the time that I was in, I guess, seventh grade.
Right.
Thinking by school, Surrattsville Junior High, seventh grade. I had a Spiro Agnew watch that had the hands that went backwards.
I remember those.
Famous.
And, you know, it's like the crazy, the kooky. It was a.
It was the hippies that were doing that.
It was the Slinky of its day.
True.
It was the Furby of its day.
And Spiro Agnew had a very bad relationship with those people in the media.
Yes,
very bad. And so that's why you had those little creations. And your dad didn't care for it too much.
Nah, Sam hated that. What is, you know, what is that on your, a punch pin?
That's un-American.
Screw you, old man. Now, speaking of old men, what are we going to do about the new program director? Here is the problem with this guy.
What is it?
During the last break, when we were playing the music by the guy with the parachute pants to teach Mike a lesson.
Yeah. Right.
Program director.
A lesson which I learned, incidentally. Yeah. I'd just like to make it clear to everyone that I learned my lesson.
The program director. He comes by the window while the music is playing, and he's just dancing, and he's holding up. They're doing some type of advertising for the show.
Oh, very nice.
Bus boards and billboards.
Uh-huh.
And he has, like, one of the posters. And he's actually dancing around with it. And it's our big, fat, ugly faces, and he's dancing around with it. Mm-hmm. So we go to break, and he comes in the studio. First violation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really. We're in here doing the show.
The clubhouse.
We don't need him coming in like he's one of the guys.
Not coming in the way he came in. I mean, he had, you know, to come in with something like, well, even that is frowned upon, but there are necessary trips occasionally from some of these people. This was more or less just coming in to be, dare I say, goofy.
Yeah.
And highly uncomfortable. And, you know, when he comes over to my side and I got to kind of look away.
You know why? Because, and Rob charted this. For how long of his visit in here did I not even make eye contact?
Is that why he was over here?
3 minutes.
Yeah. I was just looking down at my computer and stuff. It's like, I see him come in. It's like, oh, God, what does this guy want? What is he? And he comes in,
hey, did you see the new outdoor? It looks good. You guys ready? He said, look at it. It's just as good as we say we are.
Then he vibes on the fact that we're being, shall we say, chilly with him and says something along the lines of, can I get this autographed? And it was just... Yeah. There's something there. You said it early on. There's something sinister. This is like a good mystery novel.
Uh-huh. I don't want to start a bad relationship with this guy. And he, maybe too late for that. He may be a fine program director. I don't know. But really, someone's got to tell this guy that here are the rules.
Yes.
Me and Mike have been here in this building for 15 years.
Right.
So like it or lump it, already, we ain't going to listen to anything that you got to say, especially based on the fact that we didn't listen to the seven or eight dicks that had the position before you. Second, I'm out of here in September of 2008. So you think I'm going to spend the last two... I've been working my whole life. And, the
and
last
I'm out of here in September of 2007.
Really?
Yes.
Are you really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I just had the meeting today.
No. No, of course I not. I have alimony to pay. No, anyway. Wow. No. So listen, here's my point. I've been fighting guys like... Well, and I'm categorizing them like I love to do with program directors. Failed disc jockeys who just want to yell at other disc jockeys. I fought the whole time I played records not to have to deal with those guys. Fought with Mike for 20 years. You know, heading down the home stretch now. Mm-hmm. Somebody should tell this guy. Really, he could come to me, and this is just the way that I am, with the best idea in the world, the best feedback in the world. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to listen. I've been in radio full time since I was 14 years old. I'm now 47. I'm not going to spend the last 2.5 years listening to some guy from out of town,
right?
You know, who doesn't have a vibe about what we're doing. So someone should just tell him that, and then we can get along fine.
Mm-hmm.
But because my feeling is the underlying tone is he's going to hang around. He's going to stick his head in the office. He's
going
to...
And then something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Then he's going to come in and he's going to want to do something. And that's what scares the crap out of me.
Because he's offering
stuff... He wants to mess with us. That's the underlying feeling we both get.
He's offering stuff like...
By the way, would you...
Separate compliments. One that he mentioned to me, he said...
When you were talking about how awkward it was going away with another woman to the Poconos, I could not turn off my radio.
Mm. Went, okay, great. Then he says to Mike today, you know...
Or the BlackBerry, yes, very, very funny stuff.
Now, first off...
No, that wasn't him. That was another guy.
Oh.
Said that to me, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
He was another tall guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well...
Just to be accurate.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. But he's come in before. What we both feel from this guy is because he's a program director and he's being nice and he's saying nice things, that terrifies us.
Sure.
That is more disconcerting than if he was cold and... No, it wouldn't be. Just the contact alone is what's scary.
Don't misunderstand us. I mean, because I know we must sound like Supreme Dick saying...
No, but he's got to understand this. By listening to us, he will understand us. The history we have with these guys... No good has come out
Here's
of any of these relationships. We have had better... Let me just finish this. We have had better relationships with certain general managers over the years. We have never, to the best of my knowledge, had a wonderful, trouble-free relationship with a program director in the entire time you and I have worked together where we have left a PD... And we would consider him to be a friend. Is that accurate or not accurate?
Yeah, well, first off...
It's the nature of the position.
As Frida had to tell me over and over, and goddamn she wasn't right, these people are not your friends, meaning the management people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think that they're your friends, you're so wrong because they'll sell you out in a heartbeat.
Which they have.
And, you know, what really... I don't think this guy was told this when he got the job.
Maybe not.
Here's the deal. I'm going to say this as politely and as respectfully as I can. Whatever you have to say is meaningless. Whatever input you have about this show is meaningless. You will have no say as to content, as to commercials, as to music, as to what time we show up to work and what time we leave. You have nothing to do with this show. Don't come in the office when the ratings are good. Don't come in the office when the ratings are bad. Generally speaking, stay away. Let's have a nice, social, wave-at-each-other relationship, because anything else, and you've got that program director gene in you that's going to want to come out, and you're going to want to sit down, and you're going to want to game plan with me, and you're going to want to say, but I think this works in Pittsburgh, and I'm waiting for this one. You know what you really need? You need a strong female presence. You know, because it's the male female. Now, again, I'm putting words in the guy's mouth.
But,
he may not think any of this.
Sure, you know, we don't know. We haven't chatted with him, and nor will we.
These are all just preemptive strikes.
Right.
Listen, here's the two
because
words.
There's a vibe there. There's something there. It's
the
a
two words about the Don and Mike show for this guy, for Greg Gillespie. Hands off. Hands off. We've been doing it longer than you have. We've been doing it better than you have. And we'll be here, even with the departure time of 2008, I guarantee we'll be here longer than you will. There will be some guy, you'll screw up, or something will happen. There'll be some other guy that comes in before our run is done here. So let's not dance this dance. You know, work with the other stuff you got to work with.
Oh, God, please.
You know, I mean.
I hope he has a say in that.
That's what you do.
Someone should.
Hope somebody has a say.
Well, he doesn't, and that's the problem. See, he doesn't. And you can't tell me that the guy.
Well, he should. That's where the whole thing is abnormal anyway.
You can't tell me that this guy. And incidentally, I also think that taking this job, no matter what the circumstances were in his last gig, it's career suicide. Right now, who wants to be the program director of this radio station? Okay? You've got two decent shows. That's all you've got. And I'm talking about 7 days a week, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
5 days a week, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the weekends, give up on the weekends. Because all we run is like Tradio on the weekend.
You know, I was listening to the Baltimore station, and at least on the weekends, they're playing some music. And it was kind of refreshing to listen to that. Is that what they do exclusively? Is that what they do up in Baltimore all the time when they're not having their talk programming? And then I flipped on here on the weekends, which is really
a tradition
of letting your sales department program your radio station on the weekends. Completely and totally, which means you're not doing anything. You're not really counting on anybody listening.
Right. So on the weekend, when you get into the station that we're on and the Junkies are on and all these other suck artists are on Monday through Friday, you get on your car on Saturday and it's even worse because it's either an hour talking about Olympus Dickus and whatever the latest cream is to make your hair come back, you know.
Right.
I mean, this is the type of crap that they're programming on this station. I use that word very loosely.
Yeah,
so, in essence, you've got a ton of problems. You've inherited a radio station that has many shows that are going to be out of your hands. For instance, what are you going to do? Call up Bill O'Reilly and tell him he stinks?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you can't even get him off this station.
Right, right. That would be a good start.
What are you going to do? Make it so you don't have political talk at 10 o'clock in the morning? No, that's not your decision. You know, what are you going to do? Take the guy off at 7 o'clock at night? The guy with political talk again? Mm-hmm. No, you don't have the autonomy.
I like to call that CT.
What's that?
Crazy talk.
You don't,
7 o'clock, it's crazy talk time.
You don't have the autonomy to do that. But
the problems with WJFK are multiple.
But what you will think is that you do have the autonomy because we're here to come around and, like, tinker with us. No. No. No, 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 no.
That would be highly misguided.
No. No. So let's just get that straight, and I think we'll get along great. I really do.
He seems like a nice enough guy, fair enough, for a program director.
I bear him no ill will.
I don't either.
And it's not that thing, you know, the Tom Cruise thing, don't make eye contact with me or anything. It's like, listen, dude, you want to rap sometime? Let's rap. Just understand this. Anything that you say about me, say to me about our show, worthless. It's like la 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 la. As a matter of fact, and if you start it, I'll do just the opposite, just to piss you off, just to show you that you really have no control.
I, on the other hand, will maintain my open door policy about all character suggestions.
Oh, good.
As I have to everyone here.
Okay, now.
Why don't you do that guy? Uh-huh. And, you know, I'm pencil in hand.
I know.
Always.
So, let's see how he reacts to that. Let's give him a call.
All right. He's been running around. Hopefully he got a chance to listen to it.
Our luck, he didn't hear a word.
Front desk.
Hi there, front desk. This is Don and Mike. May we speak with Greg Gillespie, please?
Just a minute.
Is that Andrew?
Couldn't you hear the energy being sucked out of the telephone?
Just a minute.
It's Greg.
Hey, Greg, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
Were you listening to the last segment?
Yes.
Good, good, good.
I was going to come down and see if I could join you just to not be rebuttal, but you've always wanted to introduce me to the listeners. And...
Well, no, I think, you know, it'd probably be better if you stay out of the studio.
But I want an autograph.
And when exactly, and I've never asked you this, I don't know you, you seem like a nice guy, when did you know in your career that it wasn't going to work out for you on this side of the dial? When did you know?
You mean this side of the microphone?
Yeah, when did you know that you were not going to be able to make it on this side of the room?
You mean being behind the microphone like you?
As a DJ.
Yeah, like us.
It wasn't that it wasn't going to work out. I just was intrigued by getting into the management side of things. So I was on the air from 73 to 81.
Okay, so you good. So you gave it like a good 8 years, and then you realized that that's really not what you were cut out for. And but you know what I bet you're great with?
What's that?
Are you great with that selector music system?
I can make it work, sure.
Yeah, you know what that is? That's the computer that tells all the DJs what records to play.
Yeah, but when I program stations that are music, I don't expect it to be exactly like that. I have an approach to make it more creative. And I mean, you know, hey, I love being on the air.
Am I right about this guy?
You can tell he's a DJ.
Can you tell right away? Can you tell right away?
He is a DJ.
Frustrated. Couldn't make it in 1981. realized 1981, that's 25 years ago.
So you've been a program director for 25 years.
Chasing a failure.
I mean, you've been programming for 25 years.
No, I programmed for about 5 years, and then I consulted radio stations as well as...
Oh my God.
Oh, and a consultant.
See, I think our fears are warranted here. I think this is true.
I was asked to train 6 playmates how to do radio. You got to admit, being a consultant in that regard is not a bad thing.
Be afraid, be very afraid. I am afraid.
Why are you afraid?
Because you're saying things. It's program director. It's former disc jockey who is a program director, and then you mentioned consultant.
You know, this is,
all people in the industry that have been very dangerous.
Very Smoky Rivers-ish.
Yes.
I co-authored the textbook. Does that help?
You what?
Co-authored a textbook.
What was the title of the textbook?
Process and Practice of Radio Programming.
Oh my God! And an academic,
of course.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well,
did you teach? Did you teach radio?
I've done, guest teaching or whatever you want to call it. I went to Ohio University.
A little in-between gigs. I gotcha.
All right.
In between,
I bet he knows Smokey. Do you know Smokey Rivers?
I've met him, but I don't know him.
Yeah. Twin sons of different mothers.
You better believe it.
All right. Well, listen, you seem like a nice enough man. Welcome to the, let me ask you. Why'd you take the job? The station stinks.
That's a good question.
The station really... really stinks. This lineup we have, which is just a hodgepodge of guy talk and then right wing talk and then guy talk and right wing talk and then on the weekends we've got a car salesman on the air and we've got guys selling a genital cream and you've got commercials if you're going bald. What a mess this station is. What were the circumstances that led you to think this would be a good job?
I think that where this radio station is and the opportunities it has are great. And I think it's, in my mind, it's a lot of fun to do something different. I mean, I think that there's a lot of radio stations that would look at what we do in terms of the fact that it's all content generated by, people like you and the others on the radio station. Granted, the weekends, that's something that's very new and different to me. I mean, I think the races are one thing.
So when you took the job, do you know that the weekends on this station, you might as well give up? Nobody listens on the weekends because they whore it out. How could you, in all good conscience, as a program director, take a job where you know coming in it's already broken? It's broken and you're not going to be able to fix it. You're not going to be able to play music or talk on the weekends because they're bringing in dollars with this dog and pony crap.
Well, if there's ways to circumvent that and do stuff locally, that that's one thing about the radio station, you have to admit. Mornings, middle of the day, except for the 3 hours between Peter's show and your show, and then what comes after you, it's live and local, it's here. There's a lot more you can say for other stations
of similar
formats.
You're just giving me... the bad argument. I mean, here's the thing. I'll give you this. We're great. No doubt about that. The Junkies, very talented. Peter Rosenberg, listen, you can say he's local. You know what he is? He's a local hack. It's the guy's first job in radio. The guy used to host one of the weekend shows on this station that he paid for, or somebody paid for, about soccer. Okay? The guy's got a job at 10 o'clock in the morning on your radio station. Jesus Christ. Live and local for how many hours a week?
50
hours a week. We're live and local. Other than that, you've got Bill O'Reilly and his pablum coming out of New York.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the guy at night with his pablum coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing seems to go with the other part of it.
That's the main thing. That's the consistency that we have a problem with.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, maybe that's part of why I'm here, part of the challenge for me to do. Although I will tell you that on the weekend, granted it's not something that we do right here, but the Money Pit Show does well and has a lot of listeners.
People will not let... Dude, come on, please, be real with us. I mean, if I guess you might have a problem on the radio being real, but...
No, not at all.
Okay, no one listens to that crap on the... I'm talking specifically about this station, WJFK. This station has been traditionally a Monday through Friday station. You can put whatever money talk show you want on the weekend. It has nothing to do with the program that you run Monday through Friday.
I guess I could be a smartass and say, you guys want to do a show on the weekend? But I wouldn't do that.
Well, listen, here's the truth. For a while, we did say, sure, go ahead if you want to rerun our show. Except how would you like the 24 hours of us on all weekend? Because that's all they ran.
They ran the show. They didn't just take one of the days of the weekend and run a four-hour show. They ran the show. At one point, how many hours was our show on the weekend here? Seriously, and that's when
Not only the weekend, it was during the day, too.
Well, yeah. It was on, it's 4 hours, well, then it was 5 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason that we didn't have our best of show on the weekend.
And then there was 4 hours in the overnight, so that's right. 9 hours a day, and then I think 5 hours twice over the weekend.
So 10
plus
hours.
Plus the overnight on the weekend as well. If we were roughly like 45% of
but
the
listen,
broadcast.
So we were on the weekend here, and then we said, you know, enough of that.
It's kind of overexposure.
It was really overexposure.
But I bet now the next line you're going to give me is about how you're going to find some local homegrown talent and allow them to learn and grow on the air. And tell me, when will that first show be on, that weekend show?
That's hard to say, but you have to admit that giving people a chance to get into radio, I mean, you've been in radio for a long time. How did you get in? How did you get started? And then you saw what happened by the time, I don't know, the late 80s or early 90s got here. Nobody got a chance anymore.
You know, really, the way that I understand radio coming up and the way I think, even though we have different backgrounds, you come up through the ranks working at small stations, then gathering a resume and then getting experience under your belt, and then you get a shot on a major market
now,
radio
listen,
station.
Granted, the reason I was a boy
That's
wonder.
That's not necessarily the way it's been done here, though.
Granted, the reason that I was a boy wonder. Working and listen, go ahead and laugh. You ever work in New York City?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I worked there when I was 18. You ever hear a station called 99X?
99X?
Yeah, you ever heard of a WXLO?
No, I was thinking of 99X in Atlanta.
Oh, I'm going to have to go back a little farther. You ever heard of a station called Kiss FM in Los Angeles?
Yes, sir.
You ever heard of WLS in Chicago?
Yes, sir.
WDRQ in Detroit?
Yes.
13Q in Pittsburgh?
I know. I told you the two people I know in Pittsburgh said to say hi to you.
Right. Listen, this is my point. I'm throwing these call letters at you to tell you that I have immense... I have more knowledge of radio in my belly button than you have in your head because I've been out there living it and working it my whole friggin' life. You don't break in... Here's my point. You asked me how did I get into radio the same way you did, by knocking on a door. But the policy you have here, the difference is... I got to work at major market radio stations when I was a teenager because I was driven, I had passion, and I had talent. It takes ego to say that, but it's true. What you got here is the eighth largest market in America, 4 million people in this market, and you put some guy on the air middays who's never been on the air before. You know, this should not be the training ground. This should be where you get the guy who's come up out of Columbus, Ohio,
bingo,
or out of Indianapolis, who's ready for the next step.
That's really the way it's been done, and that's the way I remember it being done.
I mean, I don't know about you.
Somehow, somewhere along the line, yes, have there been success stories with people that have done it for the first time, but even the people that have done it for the first time paid their dues, spent some time, you know, doing a show on the weekend, and it's been too quick. The coming up through the ranks, that's the way I always understood it to be when you're going to get on a major market radio station. Certainly on a station, you know, that has the track record that this station had.
But anyway, enough about my
fabulous
career.
I'm talking about, you know, as far as how you put talent on the radio station. I mean, that's you've been a program director, Don. I've been a program director. Yeah, that you listen to tapes from all over the country. For some reason, we have the Beltway as our limitation. That somehow the guy has to live in one of the suburbs around here and come in on the weekend for two weekends, and then he gets a regular gig. It's very interesting to me.
So anyway, it's a shaky bet for you to take this gig.
Well, you know, I started on February 12th. All the lineup on the radio station as it is now was done before I got here.
Right.
Again, 10 years when some companies came up with the concept of voice tracking. You had the you know, place in Seattle where they just...
This guy's already doing his program director doublespeak.
For radio station.
Hey, what the frick does this have to do with us yelling at him about how his job stinks?
The radio station after 10, the next day. I think that... You know, sure, there may be times on the weekends where people need an opportunity or a shot. You know, it might be overnight on Sunday night, but I think at least it's getting back to the point of, hey, we've come to realize that there are, you know, a ton of great people out there that have been given a shot, so you got to start somewhere, like we did.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, you seem like a nice enough guy. Thanks for going through this introductory session.
Thank you.
How did you find your first experience on the show? I mean, your debut, your only, your first.
Last. Today? Everything.
Last. I thought it was fine. I would have come in and sat down with you.
I know.
Down there.
Yeah, we know you would.
Of course you would. Let's reflect back on 1981, back when the dream was crushed.
Hey, I still had great ratings when I worked at the station in Denver, which was my last that I worked at. So.
Yeah, okay. And how long ago was that you have great ratings? How many years ago was that?
That I got when I was on the air.
Yeah.
That was 1981.
Relevant.
But.
Relevant. I think a guy saying, yeah, you know what, I got one at bat with the Yankees when they brought up the replacement players, and I got a bases on balls. You know, you're talking, I've hit 800 goddamn home runs in this business, pal. And I got news for you. Mike's hit at least 400. Even Buzz gets on base all the time.
I wouldn't take credit for the home runs that the stations that I worked with over the years had. It's all part of being on the team. So
please. This place, Jesus Christ, if nobody told you that the first rule here is that nobody here plays like they're on a team. Jesus Christ, nobody's told you that?
When did we stop squawking about that? Because we used to talk like that
when we were
naive. Yeah, I think it was back with Opie and Anthony. That's when it happened.
Right.
We tried to do the whole team thing. Doesn't work in this environment.
Good luck.
Some reason.
Good luck.
There were days that we were part of a team, but around here something went astray.
Well, anyway, his name is Greg Gillespie. He's going to be featured in our next segment, which is called Way Out There, and he's the program director, and
he will be anointed, if you will. I mean, most management members get anointed with that feature. It's true. So during Way Out There, I think you'll enjoy it, Greg.
He'll have his cherry broken.
And
you'll get to listen. It's fun.
In the next break.
Oh, okay.
It's coming right up.
Cool.
So it was good talking to you.
Well,
and
you as well.
I look forward to seeing you at the Christmas party.
Oh, we'll see each other before that.
No, I don't think so.
No.
No, listen. Now, Greg, listen. I'm serious as cancer here. Really. I'm not being a dick with you. I'm not being like Tony Soprano with you. Really. You're not our program director. We don't have a program director. We don't answer to you. We don't answer to Hughes. I mean, you may think that on some level we do, and I guess when it comes down to it, yes, we do. But really, I'm telling you right now, man to man, no way. I mean, no way.
Hey, I walk in here, and what did I say in the press release that came out? That I was going to work with radio legends, Don and Mike.
You know what's wrong? You know,
right?
No. You're going to watch us work.
I don't care. I'll come in and watch you work.
No. You're gonna,
coming
you're,
in, there's another
No, you're going to listen to us work.
Okay. I listen to you work every day.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Greg.
Then we will get along swimmingly.
And, of course, you had mentioned the occasional wave in the hallway.
Yes.
Fine. And the last piece of advice I would have for you is...
And an occasional pleasantry.
That's right. And remember...
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Brent, don't buy.
Okay, I can't wait to hear the Way Out There segment.
It'll be fine.
It's coming right up.
You'll love it.
Thank you.
Maybe you can come by and give us a thumbs up later.
I will hold up
one of the bus board signs.
That won't be necessary.
Hey, I still came in to get it autographed. Obviously, I'm a fan. I didn't do it just for grins.
Jesus Christ.
No, you don't. You don't want an autograph, do you?
He does not get it.
Please.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. Right. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, Greg.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh boy. Jesus Christ. Oh, dear. Oh.
So now.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Now we kind of understand what's going on. And Buzz, what did you pull up on the web there?
Well, I found the cover of his book. I read his book, you magnificent bastard. Process and Practice of Radio Programming, by Joanna R. Lynch and Greg Gillespie.
Just like his hair, it's red.
Oh, he don't even get his name first, does
red,
he?
Reddish.
Yuck.
But 47 books, Amazon.com.
What's the copyright on it?
I don't know. I'll check the date.
All right. Looks like the Bible. That's the packaging on the
looks
book.
It's like a textbook.
Don, it is a Bible. A Bible of quality.
Oh, that increases my stress level. Increases my stress level.
My ratings at my last station in Denver were rather, and
exactly what happened in 1981? When did the dream become something in the rearview mirror?
When did the star fall?
The dream of entertaining those on the radio. Is that when you discovered that you might be better on the other side? Hi, this is Greg Gillespie. Have you heard so-and-so on the radio? You know, if you advertise on this show, it's only $25. And then you went from that to being like the music director, then the program director. Oh, the mighty program director. And all of the fake power that name entitles you to.
We've had so many wonderful moments with program directors over the years. You've had them all.
You think you got it. You think right now, even though we're busting your balls, there's got to be a part of you that's thinking, I'm still the boss. You know what? If you're really the boss, why don't you just take like 6 hours out of this weekend and do like 6 hours of Molly Hatchet?
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Now, I'm not a huge Molly Hatchet fan. I mean, I like you flirting with disaster.
Hey, you mentioned 38 Special before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All I'm saying is
Southern Rock.
You don't have the authority.
Denny Crane.
You don't have the authority to take 1 hour to put anything on this radio station.
Denny Crane.
You really don't. But good move coming here. And we're glad that you're a part of the team.
I can tell. Denny Crane.
I know. And all we really hope is that you just leave us the frig alone.
Denny Crane.
Because I've battled too many monsters like you. And I just don't have it in me. I just don't have it in me this time. So just stay away.
Denny Crane. And you know what?
At a shock, a consultant.
Because of, that did it for me, too.
Yeah.
That got the bile up in my esophagus. You know, as soon as I heard that, it's just all those horrible experiences with consultants and with PDs telling people what to do. Oh, my God. Stop. But yet when it comes down to, like, really the real deal here, which is, you know, putting people in the spots they're supposed to be on, which is the probably most important job of a program director. You know, it's just, I'm happy with what we do.
And just, I don't want to hurt
I'd love to see the guy come in and change things. I would love that.
I don't want to hurt Peter Rosenberg's feelings. Really,
Peter Rosenberg.
I don't have any ill feelings towards him either. The truth is, though, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. It's a goddamn major market radio station. Really, you don't get a guy off the subway and say you're going to play third base for the Yankees.
No, there is nothing wrong with saying what you're saying. I don't disagree with. And you know what? The fact is, you needed to start somewhere. Of course. You started somewhere. I started somewhere.
I did. It was in Beloit, Wisconsin.
Mine was
Rockville.
Middletown, WESU, Middletown, Connecticut when I was 15 years old.
What's your time? Maryland.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really, that's when you start.
Don't hold it against me because I climbed to the top of the highest mountain that you dreamed of. Admit it, Gillespie. You wanted to be a disc jockey. You wanted to. And in 1981, it fell apart for you. You know where I was in 81?
Where?
Making $45,000 a year doing 7 to 10 p.m. on Kiss FM, Los Angeles. Getting my ass fired. For forgetting to play all the commercials.
I established a cult.
But still, I was there. I was there. It happened. The dream didn't stop. Like your shattered dreams. All of those DJ dreams going down in flames. Now you sit up in your office with your Jeremy Coleman leftover furniture and get that stuff cleaned. Yes, really.
Please do.
Seriously. Get that stuff cleaned. What is this? Hello?
Don Mike.
Yeah.
Got a question for you.
Yeah.
You're not going to turn into Howard and do the countdown to 2008, then we're out of here, right?
Listen, douche, this is not when I said that, it wasn't like a threat that I'm mad. I've stated many times, that's when I'm going to retire.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my point being is I don't want that because I got so sick and tired.
I don't care what you want. I don't care what you want. I was making
that is obvious.
I was making a point with the program director.
I just don't want to.
Bye!
I'm making a point with you.
There you go.
Get the frig out of here.
Stupid idiot.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
See what good moods we get into when we talk to a program director.
Hello.
I worked at a station where, if it's the same, Greg Gillespie was a consultant. And it was a classic rock station. And I was on air, and he would come in, oh, probably once every 3 or 4 months, air check us all, and then program the music for a classic rock station.
Let me explain. Air check is when a disc jockey sits down with a program director.
Goes over the tapes of what they're saying on the
and
air.
And you play the tape of your show without the records.
Right.
And it's just like every, you stop it, and he cuts you apart for everything you've said.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And most of them that we've worked with just relish it, love it more than life itself.
Oh, it's the power trip. Well, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Reno, and it was a station here in Reno that he was at.
And did you ever have any personal contact with him?
Yeah, I did a couple of times. The thing I remember about him was that he had a huge... This is in the 80s. He had a lot of...
A huge what?
Whoa!
He had a what?
He had a huge... Head of red hair.
Oh, a huge red hair. Yeah, you got the right guy. I mean, he doesn't have that same head of hair, but I think he's a redhead.
Yeah, it was like the 80s. I blow-dried it, and it's got a lot of hairspray in it.
I guess back in the day, he would look like that John 3:16 guy.
Yeah.
Seriously.
The guy at the Rams game?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy at every football
game. I mean, don't
you
think he probably looked like if he had a big mop of red hair?
Yeah.
Tell me something.
Probably very similar to that.
Way back then, did you know that he didn't know anything?
Well, how hard is it to program a classic rock station?
You know what? I don't know how you feel about when you were a program director. I hated the job. I hated being I was a group program director for two different radio stations. I could not stand it. And I didn't like firing disc jockeys.
Bye!
I didn't like that, so I got out of it. I hated it.
I loved it. That's what I love best.
Yeah.
Firing.
Kind of
kidding.
I'm
firing
you. You didn't like it too much either.
No, I didn't. It sucked.
I mean, this is fun. If you're doing that, you can't come in and do this. Well, there are guys that do both, and that's the worst kind of thing in the world.
Hello.
Yeah, right.
How are you doing, Mike O'Mara?
Hello, Mr. Shannon.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, look.
I understand you had my friend Greg Gillespie on your show today.
One thing for you, Mr. Shannon.
What's that, Mr. Drysdale?
Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
Are you going to do that faggot sketch when you come back?
Absolutely, Mr. Shannon. I think it's going to be wonderful, and it's going to be money. I think you'll enjoy it. I certainly hope you tune in.
All right, pep talk over.
Uh-huh.
Pep talk over.
Somebody's feeling pretty good right now.
I think so.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Doing right now? Verizon, may we help you? U-Haul? Did you say U-Haul?
Michael, Gigi, spoke to both of them. What a couple of asses. You are absolutely right. You could not be more correct.
And why is it when you know, let's just drop that step. I mean, not with the program director, with everybody. When you call 411 now, and they go, Verizon, what's the number? And you say, you know, okay, Mike O'Mara Travel. And they say, can you repeat that? Mike O'Mara Travel. What town? New York, New York.
I'm sorry. I didn't get that.
New York, New York. Hold, please.
And then you get a human being, and you have to say the same thing all over again.
Although she's got it on a screen, she can see what you've been saying to the computer. Mm-hmm. I mean, that stinks.
I know.
You're right. Let's fix that.
Hughes, Gillespie. Yeah, you couldn't be more correct. They really are. Well, I wish them death. Thanks. Thanks for the support. Yeah, no problem.
I wish I could quit you.
Yeah, they are. We got a break. Way out there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Homo. Here's the thing.
Beautiful mind. Don and Mike.
All right, ready for Way Out There?
Certainly am.
And it's a three-way Way Out There.
Make sure
that we've got everything set. because I'll be playing the role of Cameron Gray, the operations manager.
Right. I'll be program director Greg Gillespie.
And playing himself.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
And we're three men that are way out there.
Three gay men. And the reason that we're calling on Way Out There is there's a guy who's got some Brokeback Mountain Pez dispensers.
That's right. Oh. The lovely candy being dispensed out of a couple of cowboys. The cowboy head's right on top of the Pez dispenser.
Now, the dispensers have wonderful rhinestones on them.
Yes.
With the cowboy hats on there, right on the brims. And you either pull back Heath or Jake's head.
Mm-hmm. And that's, of course, Ledger and Gyllenhaal.
The Pez comes out.
Oh, I love that.
Lay out. You ready?
I'm ready.
Is he ready?
Yeah.
For the call?
Product's not not recommended for children or Texans. Get ready for Way Out There.
So, Bob, when we get him on the line,
mm-hmm.
you tell him, you know, let me just tell him.
All right. I'll introduce our three hosts.
His name is John.
Hello?
Hello, this is John.
Yes, it is.
Stand by to go on CBS Radio in 3, 2, 1.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's Way Out There with your hosts Cameron Gray, Greg Gillespie, and Michael Hughes. Now, here are your hosts.
It's a very, very special day on Way Out There.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi there. This is Cameron Gray.
And I'm Greg Gillespie.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
And welcome to Way Out There.
The show that tackles all the gay issues.
Three gay men.
Yes.
Who are not afraid to say it the way that it really is.
Absolutely. Of course, we're tapping into the Brokeback Mountain phenomenon we're all very excited about.
Let's get busy.
You're darn tootin' we're going to get busy.
Keep it in your pants. Joining us on the phone right now is a man named John. Hi, John.
Hey there.
John.
Hello there.
Hi there.
John, I understand you've got a very special candy.
Oh, yes, I sure do.
Now, it's Brokeback Mountain Pez. Is that correct?
That's right.
No way. John, tell us, did you make these candy dispensers yourself?
Yeah, I made them. They're custom made. And put them up on eBay.
Put them up on eBay.
Money.
How did the idea come about, John?
Well, I've made a couple like custom Pez dispensers before, so that's
well. Tell us about those. What are the ones you made before the Brokeback Mountain one?
Were they gay themed as well?
Most recent one I sold was a Jesus Pez dispenser.
Oh wow!
Jesus.
No way!
Yeah, that was a big seller. That sold for like $76, I think.
That's super.
How do you make them?
I make them out of this Sculpey clay, which is like kind of like Play-Doh, but it hardens in the oven.
Sculpey clay sounds like that morning man we had one time on our station.
Silly.
Another
Sculpey
one.
Clay.
Another one.
Oh, stop it, Michael. Okay, tell us another one, please.
Another one.
Tell us another one you made.
I made Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, I don't like that.
Not the Brad Pitt part, right, Michael?
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's told me on a number of times that when he sees any pictures of Brad Pitt, it makes him sing.
Oh, yes.
He sings like
la, 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 la,
stop it. Stop it.
Ridiculous.
You're listening to Way Out There. This is a gay man's look at the wide, wacky, wonderful world we live in. Hi, everybody. This is Cameron Gray.
And I'm Greg Gillespie.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
And it says on your website that these Pez dispensers are not recommended for children or Texans. There are plenty of gay men in Texas, aren't there, John?
Yeah, that's what I had. Now I changed it to not recommended for children or Republicans.
Republicans.
I want to sing.
No singing, Michael.
I'm afraid my coworkers don't understand.
I don't understand. We're doing an interview with John who's got the Brokeback.
Sing with me.
No.
Yes, please.
No.
La 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 la.
For the love of Pete.
Would you stop it? We're trying to do the show here.
We're talking about Brokeback Mountain Pez dispensers.
All right. Michael.
Sheepers.
Michael, do you want to take this interview over?
No way.
Well, do you want to ask him any questions?
Yes.
Well, what do you want to ask him?
What do you want to ask?
Have you no desitin?
Oh, no, please don't go down that road, please.
What does that have to do with
it? You know what it has to do with.
I'm a diaper enthusiast.
Of course, we know that. You say it at every chance you get. Where do you rate on diapers, John?
What's that?
Diapers, like a diaper enthusiast.
This guy, Michael, that we work with. Now, Michael, you're wearing a diaper now, right?
Yes.
Diapers.
He likes to be dressed up in a baby's diaper.
Change me, Mommy.
See, that's what he's talking about.
He thinks he's funny doing
that. What do you think of that, John?
Whatever floats your boat, I guess.
Hey, I like it saucy, not dirty.
Yes, that's true. We know you always feel that way. It's silly goose.
Listen, these pet dispensers, how can we buy one of these things? They're beautiful. I'd love to pull back the head and have the pets come right out.
Well, you got to place a bid. They're up to $125, right?
Is it on eBay?
Yep.
Is it on eBay?
What's your favorite pet flavor there, John? I like strawberry.
Yeah, I like strawberry, too.
Good for you.
I like anything that's fruity. How about you, Michael?
By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
Oh, no.
Would you stop that?
He's all over the board today. We're doing an interview with a man that made some pests.
I find an enema clears my mind.
You always have to talk about your agenda.
Jesus Christ,
it's ridiculous.
You bitch, I swear to God.
Trying to do the show.
I prefer red wine.
No, enough of that.
Yes, red. In a box.
Yes, warm to the touch. You always say the same thing.
We apologize.
We're sorry. We're sorry. He's a new addition to Way Out There. Normally it's just Cameron and Greg doing the show. What now? What do you want now, Michael?
Go ahead. What?
Oh, I love cheese.
Well, thank you for that. Has nothing to do. You've never had a Pez dispenser that dispensed cheese, did you, John?
No, I haven't had one of those yet.
Tell me about cheese.
All right, Johnny wants you to tell him about cheese. Please have a dialogue with him.
I don't want to talk about cheese with Michael. This is not really
relevant. Does he ever participate in an interview where it's relevant?
No.
No.
No. All right.
Tell me about cheese.
No, we don't want to talk about cheese.
Okay, John, what's your favorite cheese?
Name a good cheese.
Okay, Michael, we've got him to name a cheese.
Stop it
now.
So obnoxious. Just tell him your favorite cheese, John, and maybe he'll go away.
What cheese do you like?
Okay. Would you stop with asking the question already now?
Good whore.
You bitch.
Hey, stop it. Hey, what is why the dirty language? Stop
it. You sound like a married couple.
Well, we've known each other a long time, but he's just a recent addition to the show.
Name a good cheese.
All right, he's going to name a good cheese.
All right, name a cheese.
Gouda.
Oh, I don't like that.
I thought you liked Gouda.
You don't like that?
No.
What do you like? What are your favorite cheeses, Michael?
I smell halibut.
He's being so obnoxious today, John. I apologize.
He's pretending he's a shock jock.
We haven't even identified the show in 10 minutes. It's ridiculous.
Hi, everybody. This is Cameron Gray.
And I'm Greg Gillespie.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
And we're doing a show called Way Out There.
Hello there.
Hi there, everybody.
The gay show for gay men.
We are three professional men. We live together. We live in a sauna / old firehouse together. We do this show every Tuesday on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Some people have an alarm clock. We have an actual alarm that goes off, and we slide down the pole.
We're greased. We're lubed. We're ready for action.
Hurry up. We're burning daylight.
That's cowboy time. Now you're talking, Michael.
Louder, please. We're not getting any younger.
Now you're talking, Michael.
Michael Hughes. Would you please, Michael?
Yes.
Ask a relevant, we're going to go around the room now, and all of us will ask a relevant question. Okay, are you all right with that, Greg?
I'm fine with that. I think that'll be a wonderful idea on Way Out There, and this is a great thing that we do when we have the little question and answer roundtable with a different guest.
What about you, Michael?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Is it okay with you, John?
That's good with me.
Very good.
Here's my question. Who do you like better, Heath or Jake?
John? First question.
I guess I'll go with Jake.
I agree.
Which one's which, but yes.
Greg Gillespie.
I'm ready for my question now. John, were you disappointed that Brokeback Mountain didn't win the Best Picture Oscar?
Yes, I was. I was very disappointed that Crash took the Oscar.
All right, now, Michael, it's your chance now, Mr. Big Mouth, to ask a question.
Nope, can't really decide.
You have to ask a question. That's what we do when we do our guest roundtable.
No way.
Yes. Why are you being difficult?
Ask him a question.
Sensible slacks or a skirt?
All right, good question. No, that's the only question you can get. Sensible slacks.
Was that a question?
Yes.
No, ask him a question.
Do you love my glasses?
He can't see your glasses, Michael.
I got
You're being such a... What?
I got a question.
Yeah. Let's keep this ours.
Now, let me
that
just say...
That is completely, yes.
Let me just say the question he just asked.
Michael, don't dignify that with
something
an answer.
Something that we can't say. He asked us... Yes, and we like it back there.
Why did you have to be so vulgar, John?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just curious.
No bad touch, please.
Yeah, we can't be that explicit.
It's not appropriate for this program.
Take it easy.
What?
You're scaring me.
Yeah, well, we're we get a little indignant sometimes. How about you, John?
Do you like it there?
Like it where?
In the place you just said that we had to delete out.
Oh, no, actually, I don't.
You're not gay?
No.
Well, why did you come up with the Brokeback Mountain
Pestle?
You're not gay.
No way.
You're not gay?
Everything pointed to the fact that you were gay. We thought
now,
you were gay.
This must end.
Yes.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, forget it then.
He's not even gay.
I'm sorry. Interview over.
That's it. This is done.
I'm sorry.
I apologize. I'm wearing a little black dress.
Yeah, I know you are.
This is awful.
A goodbye to you, sir. A goodbye.
Goodbye. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hold on, please. For goodness sake, he wasn't even one of us.
That's just the most embarrassing moment I think I've ever had on the radio.
He's not even a member of the club. Right, Michael? And what was up with all your questions, Michael?
Yes.
What was up with all your questions?
Use the good powder, please.
What are you talking about?
He's talking about the diaper
thing again.
You no desitin?
No, we don't have desitin.
We don't like the desitin.
Save that for
a diaper enthusiast.
Well, we know. Save it for your weekend show.
God, can we do something else, please?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about some of the other people here at the station.
I'm afraid my coworkers don't understand me.
Yeah, well, that's pretty sure if you talk about desitin and everything.
Oh, I don't like that.
You just said that you did like it.
Let's keep this ours.
You said you want to be powdered.
I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night.
That's right, aren't we all?
The many moods of Michael Hughes.
Let's get busy.
Let's get busy. Busy.
I'm way out there.
It's 10 after 5, bing bong, brown crown time. Stand by. We've got Right Said Fred coming right up. But first, let's go to this word from our sponsors. Now, Rob, we'll get
John, thanks for sticking with it. How do you think it went? Yeah, I do too. I think you'll get a lot of bids on your eBay thing.
Guys said, do you guys like taking it up the A?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
That was kind of rude, really.
Yeah, he sounded like a bright guy. What was his deal?
So what did he have to say, Robbie?
Well, I think we were all surprised that he wasn't.
Yeah.
But he said, I think it went pretty good.
I was just going to sell him. You can bid on him.
Yeah.
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 All right. You can bid on him.
I think it went pretty good.
What do you think?
WJFK.
Hi there, baby. Maybe speak with Greg Gillespie, please.
Sure, hold on.
Get an instant review.
See how you think it went.
Although his opinion doesn't matter, let's find out how he enjoyed being parodied. Yeah.
You lampooned him.
So far, his mode of operation usually one call a day.
Oh, it sounds like someone's not picking up their phone.
I think it went pretty good.
I'm sorry, I can't take your call right now. I'm either on the other line or out of the office. Please leave your name and number at the tone, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
Can you help me make a decision? Nope, can't really decide. M'lady, your feet are like a summer's day. Goodbye, and goodbye.
Recording erased. Using the dial, please enter the extension you wish to call. To use the direct...
I prefer red wine.
Forget it.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
It's time for the red wine.
Get busy.
The red wine animal.
Change me, mommy.
Shut up, Michael.
Make me feel loved. Have you no desitin? Seduce me with your feet. M'lady, your feet are like a summer's day.
That's one you didn't play during that.
Not so dirty. I crave seduction.
And what are you wearing?
I'm wearing a little black dress.
And
I'm wearing a rocking pair of ruby slippers.
Thank you, Michael.
Always a pleasure.
What's your wheelhouse, huh?
What cheese do you like?
Yeah,
cheese.
Jeez,
cheese stands alone.
Another one.
Cheddar.
Another one.
Monterey Jack.
Hey, do you guys like it up the...
Another one.
Because good luck selling your Brokeback Mountain pesticide.
Take it easy, honey.
Yeah, really. You hump.
The guy really just out of the blue. You guys like it up the A?
Hey, man, a lot of people talking about this. Get my clay out. I'm going to make one of these things. Go figure.
Wow. Right point.
I smell halibut.
Yeah, so do we.
All right, we'll be back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Michael, you're on the air. Hi, God bless you.
Hey, how are you? Sorry, you just caught me in the middle of making a nice egg salad.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Egg salad is good.
Yeah.
I like egg salad.
Listen, I want to compliment you guys on the show. Tell me, there's a show that I've heard when I was in Washington, D.C. It was a show called Jew to Jew. Do you guys know those guys? It's Dr. Ronald Goldstein and Michael Goodman, attorney at law. They have a similar show to yours. I don't know if you're familiar with it,
but I
like both shows. I think the four of you should get together.
I'm happy to hear that there's another show like ours. That's great. Jew to the Jew. And
it's
believers.
Called Jew to Jew.
They're believers.
Yeah, well, the guys, they're hilarious. They're always arguing, and before you know it, the laughter ensues. Like that. I have a question. It's about my sister-in-law. She decided that when her son is born, she doesn't want to have a circumcision. She's afraid that if they remove the foreskin, that they might maybe slip and slice the taint and expand. I don't know what her problem is, but what could I say to her?
Are you born again?
Where's your BM detector now?
Oh, I like it. I like it. Hey, this is great. We're being persecuted by a Jew. Praise the Lord. And he's belching on the radio to show how wonderful he is. Oh, that's great. So you don't like Jesus, huh?
He's fine. How's your taint?
Isn't that great? Okay. Well, good. God bless you, brother.
I love you.
Praying for you. That was a live phone call of a guy that had nothing else to do.
I had a feeling he was going someplace.
Yeah, me
crazy.
Too. But that's okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, Ed McMahon.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
La, la. La, Don and Mike.
Yes.
The Paul Schaefer mix.
Oh, Beyonce. Oh, Beyonce. You got it going for her. I got it going for anybody. Hello. Don and Mike show.
That's nice.
Yeah,
like
that.
Yeah, that is nice.
Hey, that's a compliment, huh? I got it going for Susan Kidd. I got
well,
it going
join
for
the club there.
Anybody. Oh, there's room for all of us.
Join the Kidd Army.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you doing? I'd like to talk to you about your program director.
Oh, yes. What about him?
The guy has business phone etiquette. He can't put his name on his voicemail.
Well, that disturbed you?
Was he too good for everybody else?
Yes, absolutely.
Bye!
That's absolutely what it is.
And I know what that last call was?
What?
Mob mentality.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
I like to call it VJ. Vigilante Justice.
Yes. Yeah, it's like the guy falls down, everybody kicks him.
Get him, boys.
That's why we love you guys.
That's right.
Our listeners. See, sometimes we love you. Mm-hmm. Hi there, you're on the air.
Hi, we love you too.
Let's not get carried away here.
That last segment, the Michael Hughes soundboard.
Yes.
I got to tell you, it was good. It was crisp, and I don't think that guy.
Bye.
Thank you for stating the obvious.
It was crisp.
Thank you, appreciate that.
Like cocoa crisp.
Like we don't know when.
The new center fielder for your Boston Red Sox.
Like we don't know when something kills.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
That was real good.
You know that.
Hello, God of Mike. And the best part is, Hughes walked by the window during the commercials. So on his way here from the corporate bunker, he probably got to hear his brand new program director. Oh, yeah, you're right, Buzz. Like, yeah. He'd be listening to this show.
He doesn't listen. Did you see who was following him down the hallway?
Who?
Mike Novick.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how you guys doing? Listening in Baltimore right now. Not sure who's running the boards at 105.7, but during your 5:10 to 5:15 break, they were just talking all over the commercials, F here, F there. And, all right, coming down in 3, 2, 1. Hey, Cindy, how you doing? All this kind of crap.
Now, hold on. Now, did you hear profanity?
I believe I heard something not to be spoken of on the air.
Now, did you hear the F word is what he's asking?
Yes, I heard the F word.
Oh, dear.
Now, this was this was run on HFS in Baltimore.
Sounds like 105.7. Just clicked it on.
So now was it while we were talking? Was it something going on at the same time?
It was not while you were talking. It was during spot.
During commercials.
During commercials. No.
Who did it sound like?
Not sure. Nobody that I've ever heard on your program.
Did it sound like maybe it was like a behind-the-scenes person, like a board op at that radio station?
It did.
Okay, then using initials, what did you hear?
It was F. Yeah, well, I can't even think about that F while I'm listening to this. All right, coming down in 3, 2, 1. Hi, 105.7. And then it cut.
Okay, I tell you what exactly. Was it traffic?
Sounded like traffic. Sounded like they were doing some local traffic.
Sounded like maybe the recording of traffic might have spilled onto the...
In some of the cities that we broadcast to, because we don't take commercial breaks at standard times, mm-hmm. They have to tape the traffic. Because the traffic reporters don't know when we're going to go to break. Now, our girl here, Michelle Hughes, mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, she's just sitting waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I would say, 1 out of every 10 times, we have to tape her.
Because right.
She's got another commitment at another radio station.
Right. They all do it that way.
Can't right. do it two at once.
So I don't doubt the fact. See, what makes me think that maybe this happened is that, yes, what happens is if you're going to tape the traffic, a lot of times they'll go in 3, 2, 1. On the outer loop of the Baltimore Beltway at 695, there's a Christian. Oh, Jesus Christ. Let me start again. Yeah. Take 2.
Right.
Is that what you heard?
That's pretty much what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Sounded like somebody messing up a recorded traffic and then saying something?
You pretty much. So if I can chime in from all of Baltimore as a whole, all of our mothers are from Horton.
No. This is someone at the radio station.
Not on you.
So thank you.
Bye!
Thank you, my friend. I think it's fantastic. I think we should... follow up on this. Let's get some more calls from Baltimore, see if anybody really heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, everybody. I heard it.
But listen, the good...
He's counting down to the traffic, and he was on the phone beforehand. And was you could hear one end of a conversation, then you heard him count down to traffic, and the traffic guy came.
But the good news is with Infinity, whoever it was that was running...
It was the board up.
Whoever it was that was running the dumb button,
mm-hmm.
They will not be fired. Nothing will happen to them. They will go on, and they will live, and they will prosper. And at some point, if you even bring it up to the person that allowed that language on the air,
mm-hmm.
They're going to try to sue you. Of course, there I go again, speaking from personal experience.
It's all hearsay.
Everybody from Baltimore is calling us. They heard this on the Baltimore station. And they're probably really mad upstairs we're talking about it. Well, too bad. Live calls. What do you want to do? Live on-screen calls.
Come on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, just confirming. It was the traffic guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was the traffic guy. Well, I hope this is not a black eye for the entire Don and Mike cast and crew, and I hope that we're not yanked off the air tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they're not going to, bring it back to us. I think the fact that it occurred, in a city an hour and a half away from here might have. Yeah, they could figure out a way. Some might say after today's show, they're probably going to find a way.
Now in Baltimore, they're probably really pissed. Like, oh, my God, why are they even talking about that? Don't mention that. Don't you know the first rule? Dig a hole, put your head in the sand, and then hold your breath. And hope nobody heard it.
Sure, it was an accident.
3, 2, 1. Mother F. Mother F. Hello. 3, 2, 1. What, we're on?
I'm sure they're sorry. Wow.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey, yeah, I was just confirming it. Definitely was a traffic guy. I was dying because he's like, I can't talk with all this F in the background. And I'm like thinking, well, that's the commercial you're talking over that you're hearing. So.
Oh, boy.
Quality control, thy name is CBS Radio.
Oh, boy.
It was a regular traffic guy. He's like, I can't concentrate with all that F in the background.
I don't care who it was. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
All those switches and buttons.
Bye!
It gets confusing sometimes, yeah?
Bye-bye. It sure does, Mike.
It sure does.
Sure do. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Gosh, I hope nothing happens because we're in the FCC's backyard.
Yeah. Especially after the big meeting the other
with that
day.
White hot spotlight on us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget about that big meeting we had with lawyers this week.
Hey, that's all right. The spotlight's not as bright up there.
Yeah, not as bright up in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
But we've mentioned it on the Washington station, so that means that the FCC can hear it by just turning their radio on.
Well, we've mentioned it here.
Yeah.
But we've only used initials.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, could you guys get Greg back on the phone and have him say, paging Mr. Herman?
That's me.
Paging Mr. Herman.
Hey, hold on.
Pee-wee Herman.
We're gonna start.
That is a good call.
It's time to give this guy a prize.
Yeah.
My friend, what's your name? Any idea?
My name's Danny.
Danny, where are you from?
Danny.
I'm from Stockton.
Danny, here you go. You've got a $78. It's a weird amount.
It sure is.
But... you know, it's almost $100.
Uh-huh.
$78 online account with Deep Discount CD. Deep Discount CD offers the most music for the guaranteed lowest price online with absolutely free shipping. Find great music for less at deepdiscountcd.com.
Fantastic. Thing.
Enjoy that. You'll find some good stuff there. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Danny.
Danny.
That is a good...
Bye!
A good call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Could you all please ask Mr. Bass to watch his mouth when he's doing the traffic?
Okay. Morty Bass.
Bye.
It always comes down to Morty Bass.
We know that one.
And I know for a fact that Marty Bass doesn't use that kind of language.
Hello, right? Don and Mike show.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey.
I just wanted to let you know, I heard it too. I think it might have been TV interference.
Ah,
that TV interference.
I could have, let's say that was that.
This is Scott Shatter, CB Interference.
Some CB Interference coming through this afternoon on HFS in Baltimore. Time for traffic.
Well, it's an MF-er out there. You know, and the sad thing is, it's probably the most realistic traffic they've ever gotten.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
who doesn't want to say that about the
wouldn't
traffic?
It be great? Yeah, hi, I'm Joe Blow in the Eye in the Sky. Sucks ass. Back to you. Back to you, Dick. Oh.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you've been out. Damn it, Howard.
David Howard. There goes Dave. Oh, you didn't keep him on the line. What a shame. I'm sure you would have had something important to say.
I left Don and Mike show.
Could have caught
yes, I just want to confirm it was Joe Kratz. Bloody mouth Joe Kratz.
It was right, not Joe Kratz.
Bye! Everybody's calling with all the inside gags.
My Babs had a neat ensemble today. See that? She was going away from the Mamie Eisenhower wool coat and had a simple silk blouse on.
Wow.
Right.
But that was nice.
Yeah, and I'm all about that feature, how she loses 10 pounds, the last 10 pounds, with Barbara Harrison.
Mm.
Baby!
Baby.
She should lose the first 10 pounds first.
Baby.
And Krebs with his eyebrows raised.
There's this chick that does the morning before the Today Show on Channel 4 in D.C.
Right.
She is what you would call an institution in this market. She should be institutionalized. She cannot read a teleprompter to save her life. She makes Lauren Bacall look like a speed reader.
She normally wears the big, heavy business suit tops, including the heavy wool ones like you would have seen in the 60s.
Yeah, like where you actually see like little pieces of the fabric coming
right
out.
Yeah.
Like
the
tweed look.
It's like little fuzzies. And today, she dispensed with any type of overcoat. It was a fun thing to watch. Oh, very, very fun to watch.
How is she?
You know, I had a totally different perspective on her today.
Mm-hmm. Really? On Barbara Harrison?
I like to call her today my lady.
Oh, so she did it for you today.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Hello, Donna Mike.
All it takes is a simple silk blouse.
That's right.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, can I get on with Donna Mike?
No.
Not a chance. Donna. Sorry.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Nice. He's calling back about his Pez dispenser.
Hello, Donna Mike show. MFing traffic. I don't have time for this ass. Really, I don't have time for this ass. What? This is on the air? Hello, Donna Mike show.
Hey, guys, I just drove by the HFS studios, and there's a guy outside wearing headphones with a sign that says, "We'll work for food." I don't have anything to do with it.
Okay.
Bye!
Everybody's piling on.
Yeah.
Thank and that's you. that's a Baltimore O-N. O-N.
Right. Now, hold on a second. Let me just tease this. When we come back from this break, if we're still on the air in Baltimore and other cities. Mike.
Yes.
First off, two things that are just stupid.
Right.
I talked to Rob and we come up with dumb ideas.
Yes.
One of the dumb ideas was, and it's with Rob's friend Brad as well.
Right.
A great parody of a TV show. If we ever really decided to really try to put on a show.
Yes.
Because I do a parody called CS I Love Lucy.
Oh, I remember the day we were in here talking about that.
Okay, got another one. Mm-hmm. Got another one now.
I thought I had a little something to do with that, too.
Yeah, we were all in on it.
Yeah.
I thought it was Brad's idea, though.
We brought it from Brad, and we all riffed on it.
But then here's another good one.
Right.
Because Yanni's in the news.
Yeah.
What about the Yanni Carson show?
Yanni Carson?
And now here's Yanni. And you know why Yanni's in the news?
Spousal abuse.
Here's his mugshot. There you go.
Not looking like happy Yanni.
That's right. Yanni was busting up some chick.
Oh, no.
It's actual Yanni music.
Yanni. That's not peaceful.
Yanni.
Man, he's aged.
And now...
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Yanni.
All right, let me see. He was arrested this morning in South Florida. Got into his fight with his girlfriend, Sylvia. Yanni kicked her out of the house. She was packing up her things out in the front yard. Mm. He tossed her things onto the ground. He grabbed her and shook her. Threw her on the bed. Jumped on top of her.
Yanni.
Now, he says he did nothing wrong, and he says that Sylvia, his girlfriend, kicked him.
Hmm. What did Sylvia's mother say?
She said, Sylvia's mother says, something. She's catching the 5 o'clock train.
Is that the one with, for another 10?
No.
Six?
Three.
Three?
Put another dime for another
three. Minutes, please, Mrs. Avery, I've just got to talk to her.
Sylvia.
I'll only keep her a while.
Oh, poor Yanni. I mean, poor Mrs. Yanni.
No.
Poor Sylvia.
Poor Dr. Hook.
For that song.
Indeed. I mean, God.
Hold on a sec. Where's my records? Hold on a sec. Dr. Hook.
We have some.
I know we got that bad one.
God, there are no bad ones.
Oh, yes, there are. Yes, there are. Hold on a second. Yes, you bet there are, goddamn. Hold on a second. Now, remember, Dr. Hook started with Cover of the Rolling Stone.
Uh-huh. Fantastic. Right? Great song.
Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, check it out. We got big gold fingers. We got rocking fingers. Mm-hmm. We do anything we say.
Started his band, I think, in the late 1960s. Uh-huh. He started his band, and he got his start playing at different military bases because he was a military band. He lived all over the country with his father, the captain.
Captain.
Rob, you picked up on it about halfway through, didn't you? You saw it coming.
And this is right around the time when you're a Dr. Hook aficionado. You would like watch this guy on TV with a cowboy hat and go, this is epic disco. The only good thing about this song was that I used to love playing it.
Only for this reason. You know, I remember back in the day.
I don't know, this would be in the early 80s, time when Greg Gillespie's radio career was failing. Mine was rising. I was years away from meeting Mike, still much more successful than Greg Gillespie. I love saying, when you're in love with a beautiful woman, it gets hard.
When you're in love with a beautiful woman, it's hard.
It's hard.
It's
hard.
Yeah, it is.
So hard.
Oh, we got a break.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
All
right, got the joke for you guys. Are you ready for it?
Got what joke?
Okay. I got the best joke ever for you.
Oh, no. Please, you know please, please.
Today. Dangerous ground.
Please.
This is it. Hold on. Let me get it out. I'll go in the book. You can have my...
No. Hold on. Just a moment. you understand the rules, that if you call the show with a joke, and we, your charming hosts, don't laugh at it, we give out your phone number. And you agree that we give out your phone number so that people can call you and tell you the joke was no funny.
And yeah. Don't we have to verify his phone number?
Does Joe have your number yet?
Yes, Joe got my number. I wouldn't lie to you guys. It's
gold. Well, you might.
All right, let me just check with Joe.
This is John.
Hi, John. Have we checked this guy's number?
Joe's got it sitting right there.
Good.
All right, so you know that if the joke is not funny, we'll give out your number.
Okay.
But you should know that we both really want to laugh. It's
okay.
We found the show is better. Don't be offended by this. The show is much better when it's more of us and less of you.
Joe has just brought the phone number in.
Yep.
All right, go ahead. Lay it on us. We're ready to laugh.
All right, here it is. All right. Why do black people have nightmares?
Why?
Because we killed the only one who had a dream.
Well, good luck
now
with this.
I know that a lot of the brothers and sisters out there will want to call this fella.
And yep. They should.
First name is...
Oh, it's money. It's money.
The first name is Nick.
Man, I really
it's
hope
money.
This, you know, I really hope this is the right phone number, because I smell a rat
no,
here.
No, Mike, this is... I see
no, but I just like he's at another number or something like that.
410. Oh, he's just a stupid guy. 410.
Okay.
300-9024.
Money.
Again, 410... Yeah.
You didn't even chuckle. You didn't even chuckle. Not even
no.
A chuckle.
No.
Not even a ha-ha. Not even a belly laugh.
Right.
410-300-9024.
Yeah. All right. All right, guys. All right. We'll have a wonderful afternoon.
Okay.
Bye!
Bye-bye. See you later.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Now, when we come back, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hi there. Oh, don't call me, sir. I know you didn't like that.
No, I mean, I just smell a rat on that one. I think he got what he wanted. He got exactly what he wanted from us. We played right into his hands.
You know, the thing is, though, we always take those calls.
I know we do.
I mean, how are we supposed to know what the dumb joke is going to
right,
be?
Right, right, exactly.
It's John.
Hey, hi, John. I trust these guys back there that they are...
Joe just looked it up on one of those nifty websites. It's his cell phone, but
okay.
It's in the recap.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing.
I do hope that it's just a dumb guy. I really do.
Well, didn't he sound like a dumb guy?
He certainly sounded like an idiot.
Didn't he sound like a dumb guy?
He certainly sounded like an idiot.
Hello?
Hi, guys.
Hold on,
hey.
Tom.
Now, here's the opposite. It's Tom Gavin.
How do you spell idiot, Tom?
Idiot?
Yeah.
E-N-T-E-R.
Enter.
Right. Okay.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, yes, Tom.
Last Tuesday, did you meet a young girl named Charlene?
Yes, I did, Tom.
She's my girlfriend.
Yes, she was wonderful. We had a she didn't tell me that, Tom.
Mike, you mean you?
Yeah,
you
I'm
did
afraid
you really?
So. Yeah. I'm sorry,
Mike.
Tom.
Last Tuesday was Fat Tuesdays.
Yeah, Mike.
Right. Yeah, when I was at Fat Tuesdays last Tuesday.
It was at your bar and grill in Manhattan.
Oh, at my bar. Yes, that's where I met her.
You screwed her, didn't you, Mike?
Watch it.
Oh, hey, Tom, we got... Really, Rob is tapping my shoulder constantly. We've got to go to break. Take us to break.
Don and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose. I'll be right back.
Don't you go dying on me.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's the tape you were talking about before, right?
That's it.
That's it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
If listening is inevitable, just lie back and try to enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
That's right, Coach Knight. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, no. Oh, click.
Bye!
Ouch. That wasn't very courageous.
That hurt.
That hurt, and I'm not going to take it anymore. I don't know why things are popping into my brain today. They're just coming out of my mouth.
That's the old
non-sequiturs? Is that what they would be?
Yes, that is the old sexual harassment TV commercial where there's a guy looking at a chick.
And as he's talking to her and sexually harassing her, he's saying, gets smaller and smaller and smaller.
With a body like that, you could really go places in this company. And she gets tinier and tinier and tinier.
Mm-hmm. Come on, play along.
Until she looks like a little Obi-Wan Kenobi or whatever the one, you know, it's like, you know, when they get just a little, like a holographic image, like a little tiny, you know, Luke, you've got to come save me right away. And then the little thing just goes away.
And then she comes back later and she's full-sized and the guy says something like, hey, you got to play along. It's like, no, I don't. And I don't have to take it anymore.
I love you.
Made an impression.
Don and Mike Show.
Sure did. Not comedically, of course.
Hello.
There once was a woman from Brewster. Her butt looked good, so I goosed her.
Bye!
Okay, bye-bye.
You'll never know how that turns out.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
It's a publishing limerick.
You're on the air. Hello.
And I better than call Simon and Schuster.
Right.
Oh, is that what it is?
Hello?
No, I just made that up.
Yeah, hi.
Oops.
Never mind. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is this Don and Mike?
Right on. You're one for one.
Right on.
I am effing good. I'm sorry. Hey, that guy's voicemail is like really screwed up. I don't understand it, but I didn't even hear the joke, but it was still a dumb one, but he even has a dumber voicemail.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Sorry. Call his voicemail on the air and see what it says. I don't even know what it says.
Okay. Thank
Bye.
You. Good luck with the Pez dispenser. Keep trying.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I have a joke.
Oh, honey, we just went through this with somebody. We really don't like it. Here's the only time.
Can we do a segment called Make Us Laugh, which really gives everybody a chance to get their jokes on the air?
That's when you should call.
So you should really wait for that.
I mean, you know, you sound like a nice lady. You really, unless your joke is really, truly funny.
Okay, I heard somebody telling a joke, so I thought you were doing the Make a Laugh thing.
Oh, no, that's okay, then. That was an honest mistake.
Make a laugh.
Make a laugh.
Make a laugh. Touch a hand. Make
a laugh.
Bye.
Bye, pump.
Deal or no deal.
Duh or no duh. I turned it on last night, right the last 2 seconds of that show.
And it is the most mindless game show I have ever seen on television. I mean, ever.
He's Mr. Clean is standing there, and he's got the house frow next to him.
Right.
And he says, now, there might be $175,000 in that briefcase. Hold on just a moment. Goes to the cell phone.
Yes, again, you know, the guy, Mr. X, yes, whoever he is.
Hello, Regis, or you know, whoever it is on the phone.
Right.
Okay, I'll tell her. He says we're out of time for this week.
That's like the idiot.
Hello.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Howie.
Deal or no deal.
Howie. Perhaps he's better editing. We're out of time. The show's over.
Howie Mandel. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Ralph Spiewak doesn't like black guys.
Bye!
It was kind of a variation on the Stone Phillips thing with Jack
right.
Black.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Hello, gentlemen.
Hi there.
How are you today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Good. I don't have a joke for you, but I have a comment in reference to a show from yesterday.
Yeah.
You were speaking of Kiefer Sutherland and Reese Witherspoon. But they're in a movie together called Freeway. Have you ever seen it?
Somebody mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah, I think Freeway came up yesterday.
Yep. Somebody called with that. We had that.
You do?
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And
funny movie.
And Reese is supposed to be naughty.
Bye!
Supposed to be a naughty girl in it.
So we'll check it out.
Bye.
I hope she calls back during the Make a Laugh segment.
You'll check it out, bud.
Okay. Hello. I'll get back to you.
Don is Mike's show. Hello.
I love Dakota Fanning.
Stand in line.
Bye!
Take a number for better service.
You know, it's funny. Buzz has some shows where he won't pipe in a lot, but when he does, it just gets noticed. You know, Reese Witherspoon, check it out.
I'll check that out.
Check it out.
We got time here before we go to Buzz. I don't know if anybody has the TiVo of the Academy Awards. Mm. When Tom Hanks came out, now you're going to have to go back and watch the tape.
Okay.
I saw it on the internet today. Hopefully we can get this up on our website, a link to this. When he's coming out to give the award or whatever it is that he was doing, as he's walking on the stage, if you see the video, he's having an animated conversation with somebody, and he does not look happy.
Hmm.
Here now are the details.
Oh, good.
First, it was thought that he was goofing around with Jon Stewart. Like, they were having some back and forth, and you couldn't see Jon Stewart, and, like, Tom Hanks was giving him a hard time.
Uh-huh.
Turns out Tom Hanks was pissed. He was furious. Rob, can you find... Somebody's got to find the website that has the link to
okay.
the footage of Tom Hanks. Or if you have the Academy Awards TiVo'd.
I seem to remember it, and it looked to me from a distance, they had a long shot, and it looked like he was having a conversation with Jon Stewart.
Defamer.com is where I saw it today.
Okay, that's where we saw it. He does mouth the F-bomb.
Okay.
Ooh. He is mad. And as it turns out, he was not talking to Jon Stewart.
All right.
Tom Hanks was mad. He was effing mad. Because he had a deal with the Academy Awards that when he came out, they would not play the theme to Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
As he was coming out, they played the theme to Forrest Gump. Tom Hanks turns and says, "What's the effing deal?" You can read his lips.
Wow.
Clear as a bell. Now, here's my question to you. Do you have any idea what the theme to Forrest Gump is?
I know it by heart.
What?
Da 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 da.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's it. There's only one reason you happen to.
How do you know that?
I know it for only one reason.
Because we both hate that movie.
I made a videotape. Remember when I made that 80th birthday
video?
That's what I used.
Okay.
That's why. And you know what? Ever since then, I've seen it used for similar type of sentimental type things. That's why people use it. As a matter of fact, the only thing I liked about Forrest Gump, the movie that I believe you and I were the only two people to hate, the only thing that was good about that movie was that theme. As far as an emotional theme, it was very nice. But I don't understand why why the hell would he pitch a fit about that? Because they associate him with being a... Yay!
He's Tom Hanks.
He said F you.
Yeah, he's Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. That's probably
he
what it
said
is.
He said F you. If you go back... Hey, Rob, what's the site again?
I found it on Defamer.com.
Defamer.com. So anyway, they go, now here's Tom Hanks.
That's what he wants. They could have used this, and he wouldn't have gotten mad because he requested anything else.
Anything but Forrest Gump.
All right, here you go.
And now with his brand new faggot haircut, here's Tom Hanks.
She comes up like a rose. But anybody don't.
They could have used that.
She'll get you in Dutch.
Here you go, right here.
You can look, but you get a nice time. Poison
Tom Hanks, prima donna.
How many websites are out there, do you think?
Like a zillion.
This is just a random trivia question.
Well, I actually finished surfing the web. Finished all of them last Sunday afternoon.
How many do you think you
I never counted.
Really? There are, at last count, 76 million websites.
I would have thought more.
On a regular day, how many does the average person go to see? I'll say this. I nailed this when Rob and I were like doing the brain teaser quiz, our gay brain teaser Brokeback Mountain quiz.
I'm going to use myself as an example. I'm going to say 5.
That's what I said as well.
Really?
And the answer is 6.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I mean, because you get 6. Your favorites, your go-to website.
Mm-hmm. And one last thing that I wanted to mention. Did you get the quote from the movie, from Billy Madison?
Yes.
Would you find that for me? Thank you. Let me see. This is from our friends at smokinggun.com. Okay, there's a bankruptcy judge in Texas. Guy's name is Leif Clark.
Leif!
And as it turns out, some guy who was in his court pissed him off. And as he was sentencing him, he quoted the movie Billy Madison.
I hear he was so mad he was shaking.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
Shaking, you know, I don't.
Shaking
nobody gives me the advanced script
shaking
anymore.
Shaking like a leaf.
Yeah.
I get jokes.
Captain Hook.
All right. Anyway, so the guy has got a motion, and he's sending the guy to jail. And no lie, this is what he says to him,
Mr. Madison. What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought? Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Wow.
Now, what he said to the guy was, Mr. King.
Hi.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response was there anything that could even be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
He quoted Billy Madison.
I award you no points.
Word for word.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
Wow. Oh, that, how, that can't be, it can't be coincidence.
No.
There's no way. He got it from Billy Madison.
How great. How great. Word for word.
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point
in your rambling,
incoherent response
was
there, were you even close to anything that could
be considered a rational thought.
Wow. Everyone
in this room is now, dumber for having listened to it.
I award you no points.
And may God have mercy on your soul. Wow.
But in the judge's defense, that probably is Adam Sandler's most cerebral movie.
Probably what?
It's probably his most cerebral movie.
Okay.
The thinking man's Adam Sandler movie.
Out of here. Thank you. Anyway, that's what's happening now. Let's go to Buzz right now.
There we go. From the radio was strictly forbidden.
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
That's me. He made it up.
Ho, ho. Uh-huh. Maybe you can hum this for us, Mike.
Of course you can. That's nice.
Hey, Mike?
Yes.
Where's your laughing place?
Laughing about my laughing place.
Yes. What are your lead stories on news and comments tonight?
Come on.
Tonight, if she's 16 and it's California, it's kind of okay. O.J. Simpson, more popular than Cheney. And Extreme Makeover, Homeland Security Edition.
All right.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
All right. That was very...
That was very professional, Chloe.
Yeah.
Help me.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A handsome man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Buzz?
Yes?
This is for you.
Green grass on my window.
Green grass.
Yes.
Time for Buzz's News Now.
Yeah. But try the gold.
Brought to you by Cox. COX Business Services. Providing broadband-based high-speed internet, local and long-distance phone, value-owned data solutions to all size businesses. Cox, COX Business, .com.
Uber Honkies, Don and Mike.
And now, here's Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Homeland Security not only begins at home, it begins at the government's Homeland Security headquarters in Washington, where things are not so secure. That's the story from the security guards, whose job it is to protect the people who protect America. The lapses in security there are so severe, the guards have taken their concern over their bosses' heads and directly to Congress. The guards say that tests of the security at Homeland Security have failed, that people have not been properly trained.
But is Lynn still in the holding cell?
Yes, he is. That responses to bomb threats and biological threats have been slow and confused. When a packet of white powder arrived there last fall, it's a good thing it turned out not to be anthrax, because the guards say officials at Homeland Security took the envelope outside.
White powder, excuse me.
Yeah.
Joe.
Thank you.
Powder.
And it turned out not to be anthrax either, but they took it outside and shook the powder out near the window of Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, without bothering to evacuate innocent bystanders.
Thank you!
They shook it out?
Yeah, shook it out.
Hey!
And nobody...
You think this will kill us?
Nobody bothered to use the biohazard shields you paid for. The security guard said...
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
They said they were stunned.
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your wang!
The guards admit they didn't have any better ideas because they were never trained for that kind of thing. Quoting one guard, I didn't have a clue about what to do. I wouldn't feel safe nowhere on this compound.
Who runs this joint anyway?
Exactly.
There they are. There's somebody from Homeland Security right there.
No! Uh-huh. My dad
taking me to Super Save.
That's all well and good. Why did you take the white powder that could have been anthrax and shake it out in the air where everybody could die?
So, it's a free country. I'm a person.
I don't care. You're a very important person at Homeland Security. What is your deal?
Yeah, well, he put up that sign in the bathroom that says only employees can use it.
Are you listening to me? I'm trying to make a point with you.
Our daddy is dead.
Try the sympathy angle.
Oh, you're weird.
You're weird.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're being stupid.
I don't think it's right for a bird on somebody.
Well, you're going to make that happen if you shake that envelope around.
Open your eyeballs and you can see that he's a little bit of a jerk.
I am no such thing, bitch.
She's pretty and she's nice.
I've had it with you.
You.
Go crawl in a hole.
It's me, the sheriff.
Please, and don't raise your voice. You know that makes me angry.
This boring clothes. What, am I scaring you?
Use your indoor voice. That's all I'm asking you to do.
I'm hearing you.
Don't yell.
Excellent. Can you hear me?
I can. You're screaming at me.
You're an hippopotamus.
Shut up.
The security guard we've been
calling. Let's go.
There she is. Security guard we've been quoting was not a government employee, just one of the 14 guards who work or worked for an outfit called Wacken Hut.
I think he's a jerk.
Wacken Hut is the same security firm that's been criticized for its sloppiness at nuclear power plants and in the transportation of nuclear weapons.
Isn't that the prototype name that you were working for your chain of massage parlors?
Yes, they're very small. They're like the old photomat stores.
Buzz Burbank's Wacken Hut.
Uh-huh.
But much like Sunglasses Hut.
That's also what they called the tent that they used on Brokeback Mountain.
The president of
Wacken Hut. Here, boy.
The president of Wacken Hut takes issue with all this.
And of course, let's not forget, Spiewacken Hut.
Yeah. That's a different. That's what Rob calls his home.
Yeah, but come on by.
But there's nothing sexual about that.
Yeah. And we hear that a new security contract will take care of that training problem we mentioned, but the guards say their radios don't really work that well, and that not all the guys have radios. They say they don't have mace or batons, so the only way to disable the suspect is to shoot him. They say that at least twice people have gotten into the building without identification. This is the Homeland Security headquarters we're talking about.
If we have batons?
Yes.
We should twirl them.
Should.
And everybody gets bad uniforms.
And they say Secret Service will support their story that a test of the security at the building's vehicle entrances shows it's not that hard to get in.
Homeland Security, their office, is it like in a secret location like that? I mean, everybody knows the CIA is in the woods somewhere, but it's kind of a super secret location.
No, it's just on the outskirts of D.C. It's not with everything else. It's got the big iron gates around it, but it's right there.
Mm-hmm. Upstairs.
Homeland Security, however, is doing an excellent job of keeping an eye on you. You and Walter Soans, who decided to pay off the $6,500 debt on his JCPenney Platinum MasterCard.
Hey, first off, let me just say.
Congratulations.
Jealous? You bet I am.
Sure.
$60,000.
Not just a JCPenney MasterCard, but a JCPenney Platinum MasterCard. You see, Walt noticed that although his $6,500 payment had been accepted, it didn't affect his available balance, so he contacted the credit card company. That's when he was informed that transactions that large don't completely go through until they've been reviewed by the Department of Homeland Security.
A JCPenney credit card?
For paying off his credit card, Walt's now on a list, just as you will be if you make substantially more than pay substantially more than usual to your credit card company under something deceptively called the Bank Privacy Act.
Well, that's a dirty penny.
Walt says the more he investigates this, I quote, the scarier it gets. It's scary how easily someone in Homeland Security can get permission to spy.
I must see money, Penny.
But being the most power-mad and corrupt administration in the history of America does not come without a price. The Washington Post comparison of public approval polls shows Dick Cheney to be less popular than O.J. Simpson. Even Spiro Agnew still had a 45% approval rating when he resigned, and Cheney's down to 18%.
Now I'll give you this. That is creative neck-stepping, Buzz.
Oh, wait.
That's creative. I mean, when you're saying that Dick Cheney is less popular than
O.J. Simpson. Right.
Juice.
Well, if you look at the numbers,
time heals, Don.
Even the kid-touching Michael Jackson has a higher approval rating. He got a 25% approval. Wife-killing O.J. has 29%. Dick Cheney has 18%.
Come on, Big Dick.
The only person we could find less popular than Cheney is Paris Hilton with 15%, but I'm sure he can beat that.
Hi, Dick. That's for Dick.
Convinced they have the Supreme Court behind them, red states across America have started banning abortions. South Dakota made it official yesterday. A committee of the Mississippi House voted last week to ban most abortions in that state, including for victims of rape and incest.
I think we should only have this as a criteria for abortion.
What's that?
Those who will grow up to call our show.
That's it. If there was a way to tell it,
that there's really no way of predicting that, unless you count parents that have called the show.
That's, well, that's when you get to my sterilization plan.
Oh, okay, very good.
Because what
you still have this in the blueprint stages, yes, or are you ready to implement
it? You screen out the callers.
Yes.
Like the guy with the joke today.
Exactly.
Right. And then what you do is you go back and you do some research and you make sure that that's the end of that family tree.
And then they're the ones, those parents that have called or been involved with the show, get the letter in the mail that says you want a free vacation, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, a really good free vacation, and when they get there,
yeah, it's, you know, sayonara.
It is kind of a vacation. There is a beach.
Yes.
It's like the timeshare, come on, right?
And they wake up on one particular morning a little more groggy than normal.
Mm-hmm. That's how it starts.
With Donnie, that's Donnie
and I.
With Donnie's Secret Punch.
Captain Donnie. C-A-P-N.
Captain Donnie's Secret Punch.
And I'd be wearing my Noriega clothing.
You look
dressed
good
like
in that.
Dress like the pineapple.
It's a great
the pineapple greeting everybody there.
It's a good look for you.
Welcome.
You will all be better when you leave than when you arrive, my friend.
Welcome.
Under the Mississippi proposal, the pregnancy would have to endanger the woman's life for the abortion to take place. Endangering her health, not good enough.
Welcome to Donnie's Sterilization Resort.
Not like the South Dakota bill.
You have called the Don and Mike show before, huh? Yes, let's see. And you want to have children.
We have an open bar over here. We have all the food you would want over here. And please, before you come down for dinner, have a nice nap. This man in a white coat will show you to your room.
Would you like some sterile?
So now Mississippi, the state that had already had the most restrictive abortion laws in America, just got more restrictive, and a number of other states are headed in the same direction, setting the stage for an endless list of court cases. Okay, if she's 16 and it's California, it's kind of okay. That's our story when we come back.
So when are you moving? we'll be back, bud.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Know your audience.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Eric, who's on the line? It's Don Geronimo and Michael Vera.
Tell us why O.J. Simpson is more popular than Dick Cheney again. Buzz. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Now, I was saying, if she's 16 and it's California, it's kind of okay. There's a catch, of course. It's got to be oral. It's still illegal for anyone 21 or older to have that kind of contact with someone who's 16 or 17. But thanks to yesterday's California Supreme Court ruling, you no longer automatically get registered as a sex offender, so there's that. The court ruled that, like, actually doing it can make a girl, like, pregnant, and therefore that special favor is different, quoting the court's ruling, as any teenager or adult knows.
This is Robert the Mailman.
The court also ruled that it's not equal protection under the law if it only applies to offenders age 21 and older. But being the California Supreme Court, it also voted to let judges make that call on a case-by-case basis.
George Michael!
No, come on. Not funny.
No.
Not funny.
Robert Mailman, funny.
But that's a singer.
Still not funny.
Okay.
Those darn teenagers, they keep doing something very odd, a game with different names like Space Monkey, Blackout, the Fainting Game, or more precisely, the Choking Game.
Fainting Game!
Young teens are choking themselves for fun, depriving their brains of oxygen, and enjoying the rush when the choke is released and the blood flows normally again.
Pretty good!
It's like getting high without the drugs, only more dangerous. 50 kids died this way last year, and we've had 8 more so far this year. The latest to go is a 14-year-old boy in Whitfield, New Hampshire, who was the president of his 8th grade class. Police there are sending pamphlets to parents warning them about the phenomenon, this thinning of the herd. And that brings us to sex injuries, which happen to a lot of us, apparently, all the time.
Ow!
Sex injury!
You're hurting me!
Ow!
A new survey...
Sex!
New survey on this says that one in three of us injures the uglies we bump routinely. This includes everything from...
Excuse me? It injures the what?
The uglies we bump. You know, when you bump uglies, sometimes the uglies get hurt.
Is that a new expression that you're using there, bumping uglies?
No, that expression's been around for a long time.
Have you put, for instance...
I found a new use for it.
Would you put your beautiful wife of 30 years in that category?
Well, no, that's just what you call, you know, your privates.
Bumping uglies.
Your uglies.
Oh, but...
I've never heard that.
You've never heard that.
Is that like a Midwestern?
No. That's like an urban street expression, or was. It's kind of outdated now.
Bumping uglies.
I've never heard that either.
It's urban.
Well, welcome. Welcome to
well,
the
now
news.
I know why Buzz knows it. It's an urban expression.
That's right.
Buzz is our resident expert on urban slang.
That's right.
All right, homeboy.
So anyway, people get hurt. And this includes everything from rug burns to pulled knees to bumps on the head to a broken thing.
Hello there, Marsha. Is him your husband, Buzz? How about we rubber uglies?
Bump uglies.
How about we bump our ugly at home tonight?
Even hello there, Marsha.
I'm sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. I'm bumping uglies.
Is him Buzz? Look at my uglies.
There's uglies. Even in all these injuries.
Please bump my uglies.
Even in all these injuries, the occasional broken thing. Apparently, under the right circumstances, they can and do break.
I know that. I heard that. I heard a guy I knew way, way back when, and I knew the guy.
Well,
and I knew
it.
The lady. And I knew the guy that worked at the fire department that responded to the call with the guy. And I can't mention any of these names because the statute of limitations has not expired on this.
No.
And the guy was found clutching himself in his front yard.
Yeah.
And it was broken.
It happens more than heart attacks, and it usually happens with a partner.
Okay. Jack Diamond. There.
He would know the same person.
Usually happens with
he would.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Usually happens with a partner, but sometimes guys find other ways to accidentally hurt themselves. A radiator hose clamp here, a vacuum cleaner there.
And then I sat and really worked it.
We lost a couple of guys who tried autoerotic asphyxiation using the hydraulic shovel of a construction tractor.
Ah, that's your thing, bud.
Winner!
Emergency rooms also find things inside of guys, including an aerosol can, a big plastic tumbler, and in one case, an iron bar.
Homo.
Women also get hurt. One poor woman got a broken pelvis with her partner.
Damn.
One woman had breathing problems. The x-ray revealed she'd inhaled a condom. But still, there are the injuries that unite the sexes, the bumped heads and pulled back muscles, and the bursting of blood vessels in the eye, thanks to a moment you hope to experience again soon.
God.
Hey, it was really great. How do you know? Hey, I burst a blood vessel in my eye.
God, was that fantastic. It's coming out of my eyes. I swear to God.
I can fix this when we return with a tale of bestiality.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. The big and the pretty. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank God she got him out of her life. As Rudy would say, Carol Crow.
Yeah.
Carol Crow, that Carol Crow is a real talented lady.
She didn't need Lance Armstrong around.
No.
Plus, I bet he gave it to her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Sort of. Yeah, I mean
he gave it to her.
Yeah.
He also gave it to her.
There's a way. Well, you know, he was down to one, wasn't he? Something like that.
Still, he can give her cancer.
Oh, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's got it.
Oh,
I mean, she's going to be better.
She's going to be okay, though.
Yeah, she had to have, she had, like, breast cancer.
Yeah, that's right.
Serious
that's
stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
She looks good. I saw a picture of her. And she looks better now that she's kind of, like, made a break from him.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. She looks sexier.
He gave it to her.
Oh, stop it.
I bought it.
Finally, we leave you tonight with a tale of bestiality.
Yeah, thank you.
The way police in Mesa, Arizona tell it, it's a good thing a 13-year-old girl home alone didn't answer the door when Leroy Johnson came knocking.
Leroy.
I don't know. It's one E, so I'm going to say Leroy.
Okay.
Because
Leroy's
next step was toward the barn carrying a small sheep he'd selected along the way.
Daddy.
Leroy Johnson now faces charges of public sexual indecency and trespassing. To a spokeswoman for the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, it's an open and shut case. quoting her, if you're in a barn in a secluded area with a lamb and you're behind her and your pants are down by your ankles, then an unnatural sex act is probably occurring, end quote. So, missionary position, that's okay?
Oh,
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Man.
So what's she saying, really?
You're warmed up tonight, aren't
just
you?
Just ask.
Why'd you go ahead and go home and
bump some uglies?
Bump your uglies.
Bump an ugly.
Actually, we got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And Rob.
Yes, Don.
See you tomorrow for more exciting opportunities.
Rob's not here.
Yeah.
I had to go. Leave me alone. You've made me late already.
How do you like being here in here at the end, Joe?
I love it.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mike.
Anything you'd like to say to Rob?
No.
You know, that's what I'm about.
Like, if Joe, anyone,
if this was TV, you would have seen Joe searching the tiles.
You really would have laughed.
It was a wonderful moment.
Anything you want to say to Rob? Like 30 seconds. Nope.
Not a thing.
Me either.
So long, everybody.
Bye.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.